Blog Talk Radio. you guys. It's Carly. It's, I think, the 25th of July. That's good when you can actually remember what day is, because if you can, you're really fucked up with it. And tonight we will be talking about all the soaps. And I was supposed to have Steel Magnolias on you guys, but they haven't got back to me. Maybe they will within the 2-hour block that I set the show up tonight. I want to thank everyone. I just want to say that. Oh, hi, Grace. Hi, Creative. Hey, Audrey and my co-host Terry. So if my co-host Terry is in the sub room, and see none on the Swiss boat, there's a damn conspiracy theory. Okay, fine. I will stop talking to myself and bring on my calls. But tonight, I'm telling you, we are going to be positive, positive, positive about Raylon. Ariel 2 and the Sam will be dead. You know, that let's not even have those two couples even in our mind, because those couples that should be dead for a reason. Everyone knows that Jason and Liz is like the best show ever. I mean, and the best couple ever, and I cannot believe who's following me, you guys, on Twitter. Brandon Buddy from One Life to Live, people is following me now. So I think that's really cool. Hi, Grace. Grace, you know you can call in. The call-in number is, 347-850-8721. I will bring on my little co-host who, you know, just decided to call in. So she's not dead now.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, what if I had been doing two things at once and I was, like, you know, getting ready, doing my laundry and stuff, folding up my laundry and stuff? You know,
and
I have things that I have to do before
okay,
I leave,
and why,
you know?
Well, okay, and where are you going? Yeah,
I don't know where I'm going. I forgot all about it. I can't think of it right now.
Oh, you can, you know, maybe somewhere where it's a little rainy and maybe you
yeah, that's what
stop.
I'm not looking forward. I'm not
yeah,
looking forward
I'm
to the rainy weather. I am so not
hey,
looking forward.
I am not looking forward to the rainy weather, but I am looking fucking forward to you coming. Okay, Audrey and Christy has been patiently waiting on the line.
Audrey hasn't
you know.
Been here for a while.
No, Audrey doesn't love me at times, so she doesn't come. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, people. I'm just kidding. No, she's been working and stuff. Audrey, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hello, Audrey.
You know I've been busy.
You?
You know I've been busy. Hello.
I know. Okay, I was kidding, okay? I was kidding. And we are also bringing on Christy from Ladies on the Radio, who believes in the best couple that should be back together right now. The hell with the hell with all the spoilers, you know, that
I know.
People are waiting,
a
you know, Sam, people, are, come on, they are going to be done very, 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 very soon.
There's a lot of spoilers, especially coming out about Carly and Sam and Jason,
yeah,
how Sam's going to
yeah,
come first
really
now. And,
yeah.
Huh?
All I can say about that is, you know what, take everything with a grain of salt, people, but I don't believe Jason will ever tune his back on Carly. I believe he will tune his back on that slut pole dancer who cannot even act. I don't believe he will ever tune his, you know, back on her. And it's like last week when I was laughing, the whole Zax and Sunny thing, I was on my bed jumping because, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, people, I thought Zax got what was coming to him for years, and I'm glad Sunny stuck it to him. Am I glad that Sunny and Brenda broke up? Well, I'm on the fence, people, because, if, you know, and it brings us back to a very good point. Sunny and colleagues who be tried again may have the best, well, the second best love scene ever on the new hospital. The first one is the night of passing people, but the second, the second is the limo when they were in the limo and having sex, banging each other. I love that. And, we're called, they do not move in if, for people who do like Zach. Well, for people who like Zach.
Like I do.
Well, I know, but I really
can. I'm not a big Jack fan. I liked Jack and
Brenda back in the day, so
I hated Jack and Brenda. They originally brought him on, he was supposed to be paired. They were going to do Jax, Lois, and Ned, but then Rena Sofer decided to leave the show. Kim tested him with Brenda, and I would have liked him with Lois because I wasn't a big Ned fan. He got on my nerves, but I never liked him with Brenda.
I guess for me too, that was a couple. Me and my best friend, my BFF that I've known forever, we really loved that couple. So we would always I'd always record it. I'd go to her house and watch it. You know, we always loved Jax and Brenda.
Yeah.
So that's
and
probably
Yeah, I know I'm probably going to kick people off with this, but Brenda's one of those characters. I mean, I like Vanessa Marcel, don't get me wrong, but I've never been, like, one of those people that thought she was existing ever, because I never have thought that.
Yeah.
She was a character I could take or leave, you know what I mean?
I thought about her a little bit, too.
I liked her with Sunny. Because they had that firework thing going on, but Jax they were just another couple to me. But I know that's like that was the big triangle, the last big triangle that you know.
Yeah,
you
and they
really,
haven't
really,
really had
really
one.
Torn about
they
who
have,
they wanted her with. But I have a question for Carly. I know that Jason would never turn his back on Carly under Susa's writing, but I'm wondering how Garen's going to handle it.
I don't think he will because Garen may have done it with his previous buddy. I don't think Jason will ever do that to Carly, even if Carly killed someone. If he does, I will be fucking pissed off at him for life because, you know, those two are best friends. They are like a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everyone wanted to blame Jason on setting Jax up. And, you know, it's nothing Jason would do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think he would do it if Sunny, you know, ordered him. But let's get this right. Sunny and Carly have, in my opinion, have one of the best friendships on there. And if they fuck it up, I will go again on the roof and I will slap him just for that because he cannot break up one of the best friendships ever.
Well, I have my problems with the Carly and Jason friendship because, I mean, as much as I'm glad that there is a friendship like that on there, it also annoys me sometimes when Jason puts Sunny and Carly before everybody else.
Well, you know what?
But that's just my own personal thing. So.
Well, I think I'd rather put Carly before Sam right now than Sam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know what? Do I agree he should put Liz before Carly? Yeah, I mean, Liz should be before Carly, but if we are dealing with this Sam thing, no, Carly should come first. You know, I'm sorry, Carly has been there. And Sam is just a little poor dancer that should never, ever, 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 happen.
And I know you want to stay positive, and I'm going to try to stay positive. But I mean, some of the breakdowns that Garen has given, it doesn't sound like he's changing anything. He's just going to, it's going to
no.
be less mob and more romance,
no.
which means he's
no.
just going to make
no.
certain couples
no.
more sickening than they already are.
No,
you know?
I'm just saying.
That's why Audrey, I'm being very cautious right now.
Yeah.
I'm being
yeah.
very cautious with the writing.
I'm not sure Garen's going to be the save-all, be-all, the end-all.
I do. I think he's going to turn this stuff around.
And me and Carly kind of get into arguments about General Hospital, like sometimes, and I just got, I tell her this is a freaking fictional show. Why
know,
are you getting
I'm
arguments
saying,
about
I
it?
I am saying
it's not like these characters are real life.
Well, it's
you know
the way I feel. Carly, I don't know what I can and can't say. Carly has her beliefs, and she has reasons for believing the things that she believes. And I believe her. It's not her that I'm disagreeing with. It's maybe the information, some of it, that I may be disagreeing with.
You know what? You know what?
It's not that I don't believe her. It's, you know, I'm like, well, are they telling? I don't know what I can say and what I can't say.
No, I know.
I know
what you're trying to say.
You know,
that's kind of, I guess, what
you know
I try to tell her. Like, I mean, it's not like I don't believe her or I don't trust her. It's just that, like you said, the information that she's getting, I mean, it's like, okay, wait
is
a minute.
What
that's
you
why.
Hear? Are they telling you what you want to hear?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, just like the people who are hold-handing Jason and Sam fans. Are they telling them what they want to hear? Is this really what's going to go on? Because if it's all on lockdown, you have to question everything.
I know.
You know,
I know. People are bringing in spoilers that are like, even the actors themselves don't get a script till like the next day. So they really are maybe a week.
Right. Some of the recaps that I read was that the actors were saying that Darren does not, there were like two actors, I never read which actor said this at the luncheon at the fan club weekend, but they said Darren does not like to be told what to do, and he doesn't like any, he wants to be in control of it.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see how that works with Franz. But anyway.
I hope so.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to say this one more time. Franz is to even be out of the, you know, Franz, all he fucking cares about is his two new little babies that he wants to get off the ground. You know, he doesn't care about day-to-day operations of the soaps anymore. He is walking away, and, you know, and when I prove right in the next couple of months, I will come on here and tell all the non-believers and all the Sam fans and all everyone where they can go with all their positive shit. Because, you know, it's not a coincidence Franco's coming back. It's not a coincidence the Coralmans are coming back in the fall. It's not a coincidence that the Sam marriage is on the day AMC goes off. Okay, they might get a stupid wedding, but they won't get a marriage. I will say that tonight.
Well, even if they get a wedding and even if they get a marriage, I mean, that's pretty much
I'm saying
you can't
right now,
go anywhere
now.
Else with it. You know, you really
but
can't.
But no, I'm saying
else.
Right now, I don't think there is a marriage. I don't think there will be such a big wedding that everyone's, you know, should be concerned about. You know, was Jason Lee Sam at the altar? Good for him. You know, Jason Post, Sonny, leave that bitch at the altar.
I just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you have to wait and see, because I don't like putting words in people's mouths, and I don't like when people say, well, so-and-so likes this and that, and when I've never read an interview where they've said, I'm pro this or that, you know, it's all hearsay anyways, and so I tend to be like you, Terry, I'm a wait-and-see kind of gal, you know, I mean, and it's great, and people need to stay positive, you have to have an collection of people, you know, you have to have the people that are really positive, but then there are those of us who are just, we're positive, but it comes with a price, kind of, you know, like, it could go either way, you know, we want to be positive, but at the same time, we want to be,
okay,
you know,
we have another call. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Oh, thanks, Amy, for calling in. Even if you are a little sick, did your fever go away?
No, it's worse, actually. I was just listening to what she was saying, but you gotta realize that Jason and Sam fans are going to, you know, talk about everything happy for them, okay?
Yep.
Everything's going to be happy for Sam. Everything else is changing, but nothing of Jason and Sam are staying the same. I mean, come on.
Well, it's not even
is
the same.
Is everything changing or is it the same?
it's not even that Jason and Sam fans. I mean, I'm not talking about their fans. Of course their fans are going to spin it their way. Every fan base does that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spoilers that they're getting. The spoilers that they're getting is giving them that reason to be giddy or whatever.
I just think that it's a Jason and Sam fan that are giving these spoilers. I'm sorry, but
I don't know.
From the bias.
Yep, I agree. I agree with Amy.
Hello, are we still talking? Sorry, you guys are on mute. I had to put you on mute for a sec.
Okay.
I might have to go head out somewhere really quick, so.
Okay.
I
agree.
You know, according to Jason and Sam fans, or according to these people dropping these spoilers, Jason and Sam should have 7 kids by now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Uh-huh.
True. Robin was driving the car that killed Jake. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
I know what you're saying. And I agree with you.
And Jason would blame Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Did that happen? No.
No, that never happened.
No.
Yeah, you can't believe
anything
until you see it. That's what
Even if it's the best news, that's what I'm trying to say. It's, even if you get the best news for your couple or the worst news for your couple, you have to wait to watch how it plays out because nothing is ever as great as it sounds or as bad as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, because something on paper can sound really, really good, but when they play it out on screen, it can really, really suck. Or the vice versa. So, you have to wait to see how it
plays out. But to tell us that such and such thing is going to happen a couple months from now, and then in the next breath, they tell us that in August, there's 3 weeks of dark.
Yeah.
Right.
Spoilers are on lockdown.
But the actors themselves
do not know what's going on.
Right. But their Facebook, General Hospital's
weeks,
Facebook page
maybe.
Is the one who set the date for the wedding.
That was
coming from GH. Yeah.
General Hospital fan page is also.
And now Franco's back. So with Franco back, it can really be what we are hoping for. And Sam called out on all her con artists.
Yeah.
It would be a really, really good story if that were to happen. But I don't know.
I just think, one thing that came out of this weekend was, there were rumors flying all over the place that chemo could be gone by fall. She's doing this reality.
She's got this new reality show coming.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to just say something about that. I read that, she didn't tell any of her co-workers that she was bringing the camera crew to Fan Club Weekend, so they were kind of forced on the spot to sign those releases.
Evidently,
Steve is really pissed because evidently he's not signing anything for her reality show. That's what I read. I mean, I don't know how
true
that is.
He doesn't like that type of stuff. And how dare her? I mean, who the hell does she think she is?
Yep.
Do you know what's going to happen? She's going to do this reality show, and she's going to talk to the wrong person. And they're going to call her out. She's going to get in big trouble.
I had a little mini meltdown on Twitter yesterday when I was talking to one of the girls. We were Twittering back and forth, and I said, we were talking about her, and I said, the only reason that she can get away with this behavior is because it's wrong. If she were on any other show in Hollywood or anywhere else in Hollywood, she wouldn't be able to get away with the crap.
She wouldn't. All she wants to do is party, talk about partying, take her clothes off. I mean,
and then she couldn't even show up for Nancy's event. And Nancy was pissed.
I know.
Pissed.
And then
Nancy
they all laughed. Oh, she'll be kissing her ass next week. Don't go by what
Nancy
said.
Nancy will?
Yeah.
Don't go by her.
Well, I'm not a Nancy fan, but I'm just saying she was pissed.
Mm-hmm. I know. And from her comments, she's going to be telling
how lovely her TV, her oldest TV doll is, how lovely she is. This was.
I'm not a Nancy fan. I think she's two-faced and full of shit. But
I think she is,
I'm just
too.
saying, I'm just saying that at the time she was really mad.
Right.
And she said that
this was for her fans. It wasn't for anybody else.
It's the fans.
You know?
She treats the fans
like
crap. She doesn't
care about their fans. That's the problem that bothers me. I mean, she does not care.
She
and
always has an excuse.
Oh, next time I'll have an event, and for some reason she'll be sick. You know what I mean?
And but they still love her. That's what gets me. And they don't find this behavior in any way, shape, or form despicable.
Yeah. I'm glad that she has getting her own show, but I'm telling you that girl is going to talk to the wrong people.
Yeah,
she's
I do
too. Come across someone and try to pull her shit the way she does on at Prospect, and they're not going to like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And let her make a fool of herself. I just want her to make a fool of herself because that's what I believe will happen. She's going to piss everybody off by bringing cameras at, you know? That's just stupid.
Yeah, and for your coworkers not to know you filming a reality show. And, you know, I wonder
what exactly is. I was on mute this whole freaking time. I thought I pressed the button to put it back on. What is the whole a reality show about now?
Well, from what I've seen, Kristen Stone, Kelly Monaco, Ninada Bazone from Days of Our Life, and maybe Farrah Fawcett will all be in a reality show.
Who?
They all will be in a reality show.
By whatever they say. You can't do that because, you
so
know.
So what do you guys think about the wedding spoiler of Sam and Jason September 23rd?
I don't think, well, you know what? I don't think there's going to be a marriage.
Yeah.
Neither.
I don't think so. I think Franco's gift is Jake.
What does it say? His gift? He's got a gift for Jason. Is that what he says? Is that what it
he's
says?
He's got a gift for Jason and Sam, and I think it's in the form of Jake, and I have a feeling that Jake is going to run down that aisle to his daddy.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome if that were to happen. You know,
hi,
it'd be so awesome. That'd
here's
be awesome.
Thing I want to have on my
bye, bye,
the only thing that I'm not looking forward to is there's an accident coming up, and I guess Elizabeth causes it. Accidentally.
Or something, that's what I read, too.
But then the promo shows Jason swerving, too, so he could have been doing it, you know?
I'm so...
I don't know, a couple people that I talked to are really excited about this accident, and maybe it'll bring Jason and Elizabeth closer, you know?
I hope so, something. I mean, they gotta steer away from the Sam and Jason crap. I'm sorry, they're done.
They do,
they're
because
done.
When they're not on, everybody's talking about them.
I know!
You know?
They're dead as a doornail. Or whatever the saying goes, you know, they're dead as a doornail or something.
Saying, if General Hospital cancels, they will be the reason it cancels. And
it will.
People say a couple doesn't make a soap.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
sorry,
that Garen was brought in. A lot of people believe Garen was brought in to usher out GH, and the couples that he wants are Jason and Sam and Liz and Lucky to be the way they are.
Oh,
my God. Don't say that, please.
Guys, you got to remember that Lucky's married to someone else.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Lucky is married, but they're
married
also talking
to someone
about
else, and we the
new Turks,
they're also talking
they're
supposed
about
to go on some adventure. And
no,
also,
yep,
he's not going to be Lucky. Lucky's going to be
they're
running.
Also talking about they're going to start chem testing Siobhan with other guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
please.
Okay.
Okay.
I would definitely.
She's really annoying.
No, I'm sorry.
I liked her in the beginning.
No, Lucky and Liz are dead as a doornail. They are not going to go back to what is broken. Rebecca Hurst don't have the chemistry that they once had.
Right. This upcoming story with the flashbacks or whatever, that's all it is flashbacks. I mean, that's all it is.
God, I just...
It doesn't... I really don't see them being romantic ever again.
No, ma'am. I miss General Hospital. I really miss. I wish I could go back and watch it the way I used to, but I just can't.
Right.
I just can't stomach it.
And
I mean, I watch it because of Ethan. I watch it because.
Huh? Oh, you guys, we have another caller too.
Yeah.
443, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
Oh, hey,
yay,
Candace.
Yay, Candace. Welcome to our little party.
Yeah, we have a habit of, like, talking over each other, but... If
oh,
we
yeah, you guys,
that,
we need to put that
out.
We need
to...
I do have to make
you guys,
an announcement.
Yeah.
I have an announcement to make. I'm not proud of it, but it's okay. I kind of want to go back to the last time when we all was on the phone, and, well, at Becky's event, I got some missed said information because
oh god
Steve Burton was not there. It was Scott Reed who plays Speak. However, there was a Jason and Liz item that was bid, and they did ask who did they want to be together. So just want to read, you know, that right. Steve Burton was not at Becky's event, but there was a Jason and Liz item that was on there. Yeah.
But Candace, you're not the only one that said that Steve Burton was at Becky's event. A lot of people were saying that.
No,
so
he didn't
I
go to
think
event. Well, he didn't go to
he
our
wasn't.
Event.
He
didn't
well,
go to our
I
event, and he didn't go to Kelly's event either. People really feel like he couldn't go to Becky's event because if he went to Becky's event and didn't go to Kelly's event, it would have just fanned the plane.
Oh, wait.
Go,
what have done? Her pole dancers feeling that Steve didn't go to
fans,
her event.
I think the fans would
have
gone
crazy. My God, did
I feel sorry for the actors sometimes, but they have to put up with all these delusional fans or crazy fans.
Exactly.
Or,
and
know,
they try to
so
answer
polite.
Basically,
you can tell if
you
get aggravated.
One at a time, you guys.
Yeah.
Basically, if he went to Becky's event, he'd have to go to Kelly's event.
I guess.
That is bullshit.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
hold
it may be bullshit
on.
To you, Carly.
That's
it may be bullshit
weird.
To
did,
you, but not to him. He's the one that ends up angering people, you know?
I mean, to the comfort.
I feel like I'm watching The View.
Well, I know at the lunch.
There's so many things unknown, and now we have Franco coming back, and I just don't think people should be taking those spoilers as gospel because everything.
I know
they tell us every week that everything changes. And Jason and Sam fans threaten to leave if they do this or do that. I mean, big deal.
Okay.
Big deal. You know?
Okay, the 10 fans that will leave, the 10 Facebook fans that will leave, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Just leave, please. Please, just leave. I mean, but no,
and
I'm sorry.
And now the Johnny spoilers are coming up with Johnny and
Elizabeth.
He's
going to be contest with Abby. He's going to be contest with Abby, from what I hear. That's what he said. But can I just say that I honestly and truly believe Becky is very shy, and she, even though she's done these before, she gets very nervous. I honestly think that's why Scott and JJ went. JJ didn't go to say, yes, Liz and Lucky, you're getting back together. I think he honestly and truly went because they're friends, and he went to support her. I don't think anything else can be read into that.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, and I
and
think
she,
that makes
she
a good
never
friend.
Sides with anybody. She never ever sides with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been pleasant to all of her,
her
fan bases.
Yeah, that's what I love about her. She doesn't play sides.
She's
like,
real.
She's real.
But, and
yeah,
she knows
she's
all
very
of
real.
Her pairings have fans, and she's not going to pit her fans against each other. She's not going to say something negative about Liz and Lucky. She's not going to say something negative about Liz and Rick. She's not going to say something negative about Liz and Jason, even though she always gets blamed by the Jason and Sam fans for playing favorites for Liz and Jason. She is very
I mean, according to someone's spoilers out there, AJ... Alcazar, Rick.
Well, Rick Hurst had an event. He said he's not been contacted, so I think that we can chop that up as another
rumor. We can just say,
going on, because everybody was saying that Rick want. It, in a way, it sounds like Rick wants to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, Nancy said that she wouldn't mind. Kelly said she wouldn't mind. Like, pretty much General Hopper wants Rick to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course,
yeah.
The problem is he's still technically on contract over on Bold and Beautiful.
No, he's not.
It really doesn't matter. I mean, for him to come back and do what the spoiler says he's going to do, that's not real Rick. I could see him not wanting to play that.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, how
are they going to bring him back? What was the rumor? How are they going to bring him back?
I don't know.
I didn't read
Sam is looking for her father, and Rick was going to help for something. I don't know.
One at a time.
I didn't read any of that.
One at a time, because I feel like the young of you on drugs, you guys.
I know. I felt like I was going to do. I felt like I was Whoopi.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Carly, I'm really not feeling well, and I got a fever, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So I'm gonna go to bed because I have to work.
Oh well,
so
we're soon. Text me and let me know how you're doing.
I will. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Feel
bye.
Better.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Carly. You know me and my big mouth. You know I get going, so.
I know, so.
I'm kind of the same way. Once I get going on something that I'm kind of passionate about, I think I could go on forever, too, about
what
it.
What I was trying to say is it's easy for us as the fans to say bullshit about this stuff, but for Steve, he's the one that gets bombarded with these letters and being called names and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So, I can understand why he would say, I ain't going to either one of them. I ain't starting it. I'm not getting involved with it. I don't write the show. It's not my choice.
He didn't want to be at the luncheon because Derek Sheewood posted on Twitter a video of all their entrances.
Right, because she brought the film crew with her. She didn't tell any of them that she was bringing the film
crew. Really? Is that what she did?
No. Yeah. She brought the film crew with her, and they were forced to sign those
time. What happened?
Now, she brought the film crew from E! For her reality show, and she didn't tell any of her coworkers that she was doing it. So there's the film crew. They had to sign the releases there before. A lot of them were really upset because none of them had been told that they were going to have to do this.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like they could say no because they were there, you know, and all these people were there, and it was,
Oh my gosh, Kelly, what the heck?
What I heard was that Kelly, Kim, and Kirsten, they all knew about it. Jill knew about it. Debbie O'Connor knew about it. But the rest of the cast, as well as those who was attending the event, did not know.
Right.
That's what I was told.
And Steve was pissed. Steve was really pissed.
Well, not only Steve, but Maurice was pissed.
But
at Maurice's event, he said this show was going to bring good publicity to General Hospital, and the show really needs it. And then, but Derek posted his video, and you look at everybody's face, like there are certain people who already looked pissed off, and you don't know why. Like it was just something weird about that whole video. Like everybody was like you know how you're supposed to be, especially if your show is almost going to be on a blink of cancellation. I'm sorry, and you know you're about to do this new earn. You know you got to give it to the fans. You know, don't come in there like, yo, I'm pissed to be here. It's hot. I don't care. I'm leaving in 30 minutes. Really? I ain't gonna mention no names who left in 30 minutes because I was told that a certain actor left within 30 minutes.
Was that Steve?
That's Steve, right? He left, right?
Steve left. I was told he stayed for an hour.
Okay.
And he didn't, he didn't want to stay that long.
He said he had a brother-in-law in town and he had some things to do or something, you know.
I don't know. Becky stayed.
Yeah.
one of the longest ones. Her, Jonathan, Bradford.
I just love Becky. She's the sweetest thing.
Oh, don't forget,
I heard
week,
she got the biggest cheer, too, when she walked in.
I'm glad.
Not really.
No?
I mean, by Dark's video, when Becky came out, I just expected everybody to be giving her a standing ovation. Woo! But not really.
Really?
Like, if you go to twitvid.com and put in General Hospital, like, or Derek, she would, if you follow Derek on Twitter or something, he posted a video. It's like 8 minutes and 55 seconds long.
But I heard Kelly didn't get a really big response.
Kelly
either.
Didn't. Maurice and Steve.
Morgan, you guys, hold on. You guys, hold on. We have a block call. Hi, you're on the air with us. Okay. Hi, block call. You're on the air with us. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I guess not.
Well, I didn't watch the video or anything, but I was reading
recap stuff,
and it's not what they said.
But they always had positive things to say about the upcoming storylines and the writing, and Jonathan was quoted saying that the women of General Hospital will be written correctly.
Oh, well, at least there's something. That's good.
Yeah, and they said, and they was like saying that there's an upcoming event, not the wedding, that, you know, everybody's going to get dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Word on the street is, it might be the nurse's ball.
Really?
Yes, maybe. It is. Because
that costs money, though.
I mean, think about it. Whatever event could it be? I mean, be honest, because they said they're all dressed up to the nines and everything, and they said that, you know, they've been trying to figure out how they were going to do it with the finances and everything.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like it could be the nurse's ball, because I loved the nurse's ball. That was, like, awesome.
That would add
something
to General Hospital better to watch. I think a lot of viewers, I used to watch General Hospital every day.
Me too.
We stopped recognizing World AIDS Day. It was like, where's the nurse's ball? Like, come on, I need some music. And, you know,
I missed the nurse's ball.
I know.
It got Audrey, it got kind of cheesy, especially when you had, what's her name? Lucy and the other girl.
Was always losing her dress. And,
Lucy and Catherine. Or the Lucy and Catherine
I
on each other's throat.
Lucy and Catherine.
The most touching nurse's ball was when Robin gave her speech about
me
him,
too.
And
I
she
thought
broke
so
down
too.
And Jason came out and picked her up. And
I loved that.
That was the most touching.
And then Carly gave that look like, what? She looked, because she didn't realize that he was involved with anybody else. You know, she thought it was just her, and then she was kind. She was surprised that, you know.
Well,
that.
That's one of the reasons why I also had a problem with Carly, because she was coming between my. She was
me
banging
too.
My boy, and he was.
Me
with
too.
Robin.
That's why I didn't like her either.
I was.
You
Robin
know, on the ABC message board, there was a lot of Jay and Robin threads, and somebody even created a thread like, why is there so much love for Jason and Robin right now on here or something?
Oh, I love Jason and Robin back in the day.
Yeah,
they were
me too.
A really romantic couple.
Yeah, especially on the Montauk. Remember when they went to Montauk?
Oh,
wasn't
that
awesome?
I loved it.
I know.
And they couldn't have sex, but they had sex in their own way. It was very,
romantic. So I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what kind of made me tune back into GH when I found out
getting together. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I stopped watching it when Dagger and Karen left.
Me
and
too.
I was flipping it one day, and I happened to come. It was meant to be. I was flipping it, and as soon as I flipped it to Channel 7, which is the ABC station here, it was when they were on the bridge. They were talking about, he was saying, I remember you came to my hospital room, but then you never came back. And she was saying, telling him about Jason Quartermain. And she said, I used to have a crush on you, and he said, did we ever do anything? And she said, no. And then he said, well, I was an idiot. And that's
yeah,
when I knew
yeah,
they were going to put the two of them together.
I have this story on DVD, too.
I always wanted Jason and Robin together because I loved Robin, and she had such a crush on Jason Quartermain.
I know. I loved her crush
so
on Jason Quartermain.
Yeah,
I know,
Jason and Robin are what brought me back to it, yeah.
Yep. That's why I always have a piece of my heart where I always belong to Jason and Robin.
And I never liked Sarah Brown as Carly because she was
you did it?
Way too much of a bitch. Yeah, she was too
what?
Much of a bitch for me.
I liked her later on when
Tamara.
She got with Sunny.
Tamara was my favorite Carly, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting
you. I know somebody's going to disagree on here.
You know, my Tamara Vaughn ever fucking came back as Carly, I would just go to California and do something about it because Lilith is the only Carly, has only done Carly justice. And if Sarah Brown or Tamara Vaughn ever came back as Carly, forget it. Forget it.
I don't think
like,
she's gonna come back as Carly, but
Tamara
did Carly justice too. I mean, she brought the ball
well,
to that. To that role.
I like Tamara. I thought she was.
No,
good
I didn't.
Too.
No, I didn't. Lori is
only even because I like
the different reasons. I like all
the yeah.
Carly because each of them had their own personality.
Except the other one.
Jennifer was kind of like I would say she was my favorite psycho Carly.
Yeah, I know.
That was supposed to be done. Her breakdown was supposed to go down like that. And it was like, all right, just get somebody. Like, I can't see Sarah doing a breakdown the way Jennifer did. Tamara did a good job of when she thought and believed Michael was dead. When that scene, which should have won her an Emmy that year, just
I
saying.
I think Laura Wright would have done it really good, too.
Yeah, I mean, too. Laura Wright would
have done breakdowns before. I've seen Laura Wright do breakdowns
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
And it's just
yep.
something about her that
yep.
I can either laugh at it or I can be like, ooh, was she really trying to do that? Or,
yeah.
ooh, I've been a Laura Wright fan since Loving.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank me too.
So,
yeah.
No,
well, I mean, we're all going to have our favorites, and we're all going to like, and we're all going to do
yeah.
different favorites, and we're not going to change
lucky.
Anybody's mind.
Like,
so, you
know,
it is what it
see,
is.
See, that's the problem
like
with a lot.
Lucky. I don't know. Sorry.
What's that? What was that?
I said I like all the Carlys. I like all the Luckies. I like.
You know what?
I grew up in Austin. I like
yeah.
what he did, and but Greg, he that.
I have to say I agree with you on that because they all played
yeah.
Lucky the way he was written for them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yes.
I know a lot of people trash Jacob Young as Lucky, but I actually thought that he and Becky had some good sexual chemistry going on.
I would agree, too, yeah. a little bit, yeah.
I didn't dislike Jacob as Lucky. Like
me
some,
neither.
I mean, people trash him. He's, like, the one that's trashed the most.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was fair because I thought he did a pretty good job for
he won an Emmy
writing
for
Lucky.
He won an didn't he win an Emmy
yeah.
for Lucky?
Yeah. And
yeah,
I thought
he
and Becky actually see I Becky and Greg had good friendship chemistry, but I didn't think they had great romantic chemistry.
But she did
have good chemistry with Jacob. She had really good chemistry.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Becky and Greg had good chemistry as far as a grown up version of Liz and Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Jonathan and Liz, obviously it was the teenage love.
Mm-hmm.
Then with Jacob and Becky, it was the getting reacquainted, you know, moment.
Yeah.
And that's when they were going to first start having sex.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have the whole Greg, you know, coming as an adult Lucky with priorities and,
mm-hmm.
you know, setbacks.
And then they just reversed it right back again to
Jonathan. And it's like,
yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's all good. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Steve was like that, too, with Jason. I mean, we can go talk about the transformation of, like,
yeah.
the stage that Jason has gone through and, you know, like, his complete change. And
oh, God, he's a complete 180. He is a complete 180.
I miss the sweaters that Jason Quartermain used to rock, and I hope for the upcoming dream sequence or whatever, he gets to rock that sweater again.
Oh, I loved his long hair as Jason Quartermain too. Remember his long hair?
I wasn't a Jason Quartermain fan. I thought he was so freaking boring.
That's what Steve Burton thought too.
AJ would be his dream. Does this mean AJ might be in his dream? What did you think about
that? I haven't heard that. That would be interesting.
Hey, when is Monica and Jason and Liz's scene coming?
Next
this week,
week,
I know.
Isn't that supposed to be coming up in August?
I thought it was this week. Oh, no, I know Monica and Liz have a scene today, Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I know when Jason wakes up that he's going to remember Liz. I did read that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll forget all about Sam. Maybe that's what he'll forget. No, I'm kidding. Maybe he'll forget about
her.
Well,
no, so that's just adds angst to them. That's just adds angst to Jason and
Sam.
Oh,
okay,
Sam,
I guess
people
that's
will
true,
want them
huh?
to get, you know. I don't
maybe,
want that because that just adds
okay.
angst.
All I know, is there was, like, I heard during the weekend, like, somebody said, wouldn't it be funny if Jason, like, his mind goes back to Robin and it will set up a triangle?
A triangle between who?
Between Jason, Robin, and Elizabeth.
That's what I was talking to Carly about the other night. I was saying, that would be...
They said Carly's going to be messing with Patrick. But Patrick is supposed to be messing with somebody else. Then you got your doctors coming in. So they're like, they've been spinning a lot out of it. And Kim Lee has said, she was like, whoa. She was like, I'm just, you know, the head of the hospital right now. Like, I think everybody needs to get used to that.
Oh yeah,
I don't think they'll go back to Jason and Robin. I really don't think they'll go back to
Jason. No, that's kind of like our just a dream right now. It's just a dream.
Okay,
you know?
So you guys, the reason why I've been so quiet is because I just booked an ex, one of my Philips style. I just booked him, and now I'm so proud of myself, and he will be coming in the show in August, and okay, I will give you guys clues.
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
Okay. He was one half of a really cute little super couple that really worked, but he got sent off to prison.
Brandon Buddy.
Uh-huh.
I loved Colin Starr.
I got Brandon.
Well, I don't watch My Life to Live. I'm not a woman.
Well,
hey, Candace, do you watch One Life to Live?
I do.
What do you think of your party?
Candace, I got Cole coming on. I got
from
Cole. I mean,
what do you think?
I gotta say this real quick. I am so like over the moon, dancing in the glory that my Joey and Kelly are back together.
I know!
Everybody who said that they weren't going to get back together, even though they're both about to leave the show. But that's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
You know, it's hard
happy.
For me. It's hard for me to imagine anybody as Joey because when I did watch One Life,
I know
Nathan Fillion was Joey,
yes.
And it's just
yeah.
hard for me to see anybody
and
else in that role.
I just find it funny that Nathan, I don't know if you guys was watching Comic-Con this past weekend. I'm a big geek. Nathan has said something about One Life to Live.
He's very proud of his soap pass. Yeah,
he's very over the moon, but he also said that he wanted... He's making a plea. He wants to come back to the show before they wrap up. He's been saying this for the longest time. Both him and Tom both have been saying the same thing. They said, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, like Joey and Kelly are somewhere and Nathan comes out and looks at Kelly. Kelly looks at Nathan and they both look at Tom and say, who are you?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
that would be
awesome.
Nathan,
you would love that, huh, Audrey? You would love that,
Nathan
huh?
and Gina were so good together. Nathan and Gina were so good together, and I just loved them. That whole David thing back in the day, oh, my God, I cracked up. So when she thought she killed him because she knocked him on the head with the lamp, and then she went and buried the body, and, oh, my God, I was laughing.
Oh,
I
love that.
In my pants, I was laughing so hard. I mean, I just loved them back in the day. So it's hard for me to... like any other Joey, because all the other Joeys pretty much suck.
That would be like if they had got rid of Liz and maybe recast it with somebody else down the line or something. No way in hell.
Yeah.
I
like Nathan on Castle, so I'll keep him on Castle.
See, I love that show, Firefly.
Flight.
I never watched
it.
I'm not into
Flight. Oh, that was the good show. I was so upset when it only lasted like a season. I was so pissed off.
Well, I like him on Castle. He's good on Castle,
yeah.
And I love the chemistry between him and Stana, so I'll keep him on Castle.
Did you ever watch V? Did you watch V?
No.
Did
no.
you watch the new? No,
I watched
you didn't.
The original.
Okay, I tried to get into it.
I love
it. No, I was just going to say, because the actress on V, one of the evil villains on V that played the evil alien,
she was on Firefly.
Yeah, she was on Firefly. Yes. I loved them two together.
Now, I love Elizabeth Mitchell. And
Yes.
But I just couldn't get into V. Although, she did have a hot love scene with the bad guy. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah,
and I never wanted her with the priest because I didn't think he was good looking. The hot guy.
Well,
he was
on that one show on Sci-Fi. He was on that one show on Sci-Fi. It lasted like four years or so. I can't even remember the name of
it.
I'm
not into science fiction, so I don't.
You're not? Okay, well.
Lost
was
about as science fiction-y as I could get. And I only watched Lost because of Kevin.
That's funny.
And I only watched Lost because of him. I mean, when Lost came on, the telephone went off the hook, you know.
I got into it later down the line.
I mean, it was really confusing, and it got really stupid there for a while, you know, the smoke monster and the polar bear and all that other crap. But
it was like a dramatic Gilligan's Island to me. It was like a dramatic Gilligan's Island to me, and I say the same thing about Survivor. They're both like a dramatic reality for Survivor, Gilligan's Island, and a drama version of Gilligan's Island for Lost. Like, I could not... I mean, I tried for the first season. I really sat down and watched the first season. And then I was like, okay. The finale, like, I understand now. When they say you miss an episode, you miss a lot. So the weekend of the finale, I sat down with my friend, and we're watching all the seasons on DVD. Keep in mind, my vanity was leaving me. And I was watching. I'm like, I still don't get it. And then the finale, we watched the finale, I'm like, okay, yeah, I could not do it. Like, I'm not a Lost fan. There you go.
Well, I like the finale. I know a lot of people had problems with it, but I personally liked it. But I like the relationship.
Okay.
So.
And Andy Lee Grom just tweeted something really weird. Breaking news. Bo Hendu, I hope is Sam's father. Explain why fatherhood tried to feed the bird due to global warming instead of Ipuhu, a food option. Well, I think Nancy's being funny, but with a weird treat. I just thought, oh, by the way, people, One Life to Live, all I gotta say, I mean, not One Life to Live, all my children, holy shit. Dixie, the cliffhanger on Friday, I haven't watched today, but David needs to go down for everything he has done. He's been keeping Dixie all this time. Okay, David, you're a very bad man, and someone needs to take you out. And so you like a countryside and leave you there to die because you keep...
Well,
I have a question
about all my children. Do you think it will end with Tad and Dixie and Zach and Kendall? Do you think those will be the couples that end
I really do. I hope so.
Yeah.
Speaking of AMC, Bruning and Havens headed back to Pine Valley. Two more AMC veterans are headed back to the show. ABC has confirmed that Justin Bruning and Alexa Havens will reprise their roles in September. Bruning, I wonder if they're gonna how they're going to bring Babe back, though.
Okay,
she's died.
Why would Josh do him? Okay, Candace, tell the scenario.
Is Leo coming back?
Yeah, Leo's
coming back. Yeah.
Lily's coming back. One at a time.
Okay,
I'm sorry. This is my scenario for Wild Babe is coming back. There's a wedding. We're not going to say, I'm going to say my Bianca is getting married, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you know, there's going to be drama. You know, it's going to be drama because, you know, Jamie has really never met Marissa yet. Like, you know, because that's Dave's point, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So JR and him start reminiscing about what Babe would say, you know, about the situation. And then what could happen is either JR or Marissa or Bianca has a conversation, quote unquote, conversation.
Ooh.
With, like, to, you know, to make sure that it feels right, that are you sure you're in love or, you know, stuff like kind of guide them to, you know, finding whatever. I'm going to say JR has the conversation with Dave because of his recent actions. Like, he's going to scare AJ this week because of his drinking and everything. So it can't be like that. And also, with the finale, there's been talk that it's going to have it's going to be a two-hour finale. And everybody's saying, remember when Dynasty had that season when everybody's
yep.
contract was up in the air?
Oh, yeah.
They got all shot at the wedding.
Yeah, when everybody got shot and you had to find out the next season who
right.
survived, they're saying that they're
yep.
going to try to, they might, keyword, this is a rumor, that they're gonna try to do that to keep you guessing who's gonna move over to the online.
Mm.
It's too much drama going on in ABC. Too much.
Too much drama. Yeah, it's too much
drama.
Well,
drama.
You know why? I'm happy that my little Leo's coming back. I'm happy. I'm happy. I don't care if he's just in there for a moment. Give me Zostin Mail, and I'm very happy with the word. But, I want my Leo and Greenlee Clotho. I need my Leo and Greenlee Clotho.
Oh, well,
so
I really think Leo and Greenlee should be together. They, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not a Greenlee and Ryan fan.
Greenlee
I
oh,
love Greenlee and Ryan.
See, I love both Ryan and Greenlee and Greenlee and Leo. My house has always divided.
Speaking of AMC, Carol Burnett returns to AMC as Verla Grubbs.
No, yes. She was a hoot.
Yep. Man, a lot of people are coming
you know
back
what?
To AMC.
Well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people except Kelly Ripa that's who have fucking been back. You goddamn fucking Brian Fun, you fucking
oh, yeah.
idiot.
No offense, but I
preach
love Kelly
it,
Ripa and I love Mark, but I don't think they need to come back. Like, I don't really think, in my opinion,
no,
that...
Okay, no, wait a moment.
Wait a moment. Haley and Miss Hale came back for the anniversary thing, didn't they? When they was, like, doing the special for All My Children for their talk show or something. So I'm fine with that. I really don't.
Oh,
no,
I'm not fine with that, Candace. I am not fine with.
Come back over to All My Children to say goodbye.
I am not fine with Haley not coming back. Haley was one of the people I still watch the All My Children for. So for who not come back is wrong on so many levels. And we all know why she didn't come back. Oh, it's not the work schedule. It's not nothing. She spoke out against this cancellation. So Vaughn was a penitent. That is so wrong. I don't care about Mateo not coming back. But bring back Haley is wrong on so many levels, and I will never forgive all my children people for not bringing her back because she deserved to be there. If you're going to bring back Maria, you can bring back Haley. It's both it.
Well, I think the people that they're bringing back, I mean, I agree with you, Carly, that the backstage politics suck. And she should be allowed to come back to say goodbye to the fans and stuff. But as far as closure for Haley and Mateo, you don't need closure for them. You know, they're still depleted. But,
no,
but the people that they are bringing back, I think they're bringing them back because there were, you know, their characters still had, you know, there were, like you said, closure, you know, to bring them back.
No, excuse me. Haley could come back to help her little brothers they are with everything
yeah,
that
I
is
mean,
going
I,
on.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not saying she shouldn't come back. I'm not saying she shouldn't come back. I'm saying that she doesn't need to come back in order to put closure to her. I'm not saying she shouldn't come back.
I think there needs to be closure because I think there should be a moment when Adam gets to be around all of his kids one last time.
Mm-hmm.
before it goes off the
From a fan perspective, you're absolutely right. It should be about the fans. It should not be about the politics. But
you know what? I could care less about Carabiner coming back. What are they going to do? Bring Rosie O'Donnell back for one day? Oh, God, if they did that, they really need help.
Rosie O'Donnell says she wants to come back.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell needs to get a life and not come back. Because as far as I'm concerned, if they ever bring Rosie O'Donnell back and not Kelly Ripa, I'm going to say something is really, wrong with it. But, I could see, Rosie kissing ass with Fawn all the way up his ass, too. I mean, not that she would do anything like that. But if they tend to bring Rosie back, I will throw up. Because, Rosie should not be back. Come on, give us people that we want to see. I know Edmund died. But come on, people, let's bring Edmund back. Let's bring Dimitri back one more time. Even in a way, find a way to bring, Sarah Michelle Gellar back. This was something if the fan wouldn't see it. You have people dictating who's to come back and who's to come back, and it's bullshit. Because, you are closing on 40 years of history, and you're saying, but this person did not come back, but this person deserves to come back. It's bullshit. It's bullshit through and through, and, they're saying a battle closer with One Life to Live. I will give One Life to Live that. They are bringing back Tina and Cold, which I think is a great idea. And, I think, it's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. And even Michelle Gellar said in an interview, she's promoting that new show she has coming on the CW. And even she said it was a big mistake to cancel the soaps. And
she did say that.
I don't know that she would come back because I don't think she and Susan Lucci got along. But I was proud of her for saying that because she's another one that got her start on the soaps. And I admire people who got like Nathan and people like Sarah who don't shy away from the fact that they got their start on soaps. Christian Slater. Christian Slater always Robin Strazer talks about this was years ago, but he was on Ryan's Hope, and he stayed friends with all the soap people, and he never turned his back on it, so I admire people like that, because, a lot of these big stars that got their, even Julianne Moore came back to As the World Turns, and I admired her for that, So, I admire them when they don't turn their back on it, because it's people, criticize the soaps, they make fun of the soaps, people who aren't soap fans make fun of the soaps, but any actor will tell you it's the hardest job in show business, because they have to learn all that dialogue in such a short amount of time, and it's very, very hard, so people who haven't done it don't have any appreciation for it, and they think it's, they're not even, they're this redheaded stepchild that nobody wants to talk about, but, I admire those that have made it who don't turn their back on the soaps, because that shows that they have some integrity as far as I'm concerned. They remember They remember where they came from. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kel, why did you leave the sound room?
Oh, did you leave the chat room? Okay. Sorry, I'm surfing the net because I'm thinking here. In case I go to my high school reunion, just I don't know what I did with the paperwork, so I'm like going to find out if there's anything on the I was like Googling about it. I forgot the address.
But didn't you say that was very, very expensive?
Yeah, I know, but my friend might go, and I don't know how my new job schedule is going to look like, but I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. If anything, I'll just tell my friend that I couldn't make it or something. I wasn't very popular. I didn't know a lot of people. I mean, why am I going to spend $109 for, like, I don't, like, really know anybody. Didn't know anybody, a lot of people.
Aww. Can I just say that Jamie has an article up about Franco possibly coming back, and he's like, I'm all for this because, will Franco break up the Jason and Sam wedding? So I was laughing at that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah.
He's coming back for the wedding.
Yep. He's coming back a couple of days before.
I have to say that Richard, when Richard tweeted that even the liaison fans should have enjoyed the Jason and Sam engagement scenes, I thought, first of all, leave us out of it. If you want to be a Jason and Sam fan, that's fine.
You can be a Jason and Sam fan.
But
if you
were on the other foot, you wouldn't be telling the Jason and Sam fans that they should be enjoying.
Exactly.
So just keep your mouth shut about the Liz and Jason fans. Leave us out of it.
He Sam's ass that, you know, he needs to take a little pill and stop being up their ass so much, because, you know, I don't know how anyone can stomach that couple.
Well, it's like anything else, Carly. You know, they see something in them. I'm not going to judge the people that act like morons and you know, trash other fan bases. Those people I'll judge. But they see something in them for a reason, you know.
Because if I hear they are hot, one more time, I seriously will puke. Because that is the only thing I ever can say. And
I really think it's a bunch of teenagers. I mean, I love teeny bop stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I really do think that they appeal to the teenagers for whatever reason. I don't know if it's her, because she. I don't know why, but you know, whatever.
Christy, you're being really quiet. Christy, I know, Christy.
Oh my God,
what if Christy fell asleep on us?
Chris, wake up.
Oh my God. How can you fall asleep with all of us? Yeah, that's why.
Because
I wonder
how tired you really are.
Well,
I've done it numerous of times.
You know, I was 1 year I could go the fan, the new hospital thing, but it's so expensive.
Carly, let me tell you right now, a lot of people are really disappointed with that weekend.
Oh, really?
Somebody spent close to $1,800.
Wow.
What?
Out there. Because,
you know,
I have to say
that the last time anybody sounded excited about the fan club weekend was the weekend that they were spoiling the Night of Passion. I think that was the last time anybody was excited about fan club
weekend.
I wasn't on the show. I was excited about Gown Light weekend. And it's still continuing this year. I'm going to be plugging that pretty soon.
The thing is, $1,800, Candace.
You got to think airfare, round trip. You got to think, well, it probably was more, hotel fee.
And you have to pay to go to those things, don't you?
You have to pay for those tickets. And 9 times out of 10 is not open bar. So it's a cash bar. In case you want to get wasted, and trust me, sometimes you do at those events. If you're a non-fan member, you pay more.
That is wrong.
If you want merchandise, because, you know, everybody wants the new pictures that comes out, and Jim Warren, who, you know, I'm going to call him out right now, is the worst person to charge a black and white photo.
He's horrible.
Really? How can you up a price, like, right on the spot? But, you know, people want it. Then you got to think about, you know, food to eat. And, and the donations. If you want to.
I remember the uproar when he was the one that took all those photos of Stephen Becky
when the Night of Passion was going to happen, and there was a big uproar because she auctioned them off or something, and someone from the Canvas, I think it was Brooke and them, you know, well, don't get me started on the Canvas, but anyways, they bid the most, and they got these photos, and then they kept teasing about it because they weren't allowed to put them online, and blah, 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 and there was this big uproar about that. I remember that. Jim Warren was the one that had taken those pictures, and I remember there was a big uproar about that.
And Jim Warren was at, one year when I went to All My Children Fan Weekend, when it was in New York, he was there along with his assistant, and that's when Laura Wright, it was the year Laura Wright had joined General Hospital as Carly, and he unveiled the new Sonny and Carly photos along with the photograph book. So my friend, we was buying stuff, you know, All My Children, like Susan Lucci pictures. Keep in mind, Susan Lucci's pictures was like $10, black and white was like $8. He puts out the Sonny and Carly ones, and, you know, everybody's thinking, oh, okay, it's going to be like $10, $15. He was like, no, it's going to be $30. Excuse me?
What?
For 8 by 10, keep this in mind, it was colored for $30. And then he said something about the book. He was trying to get, this is where our altercation came in. My theory was, I'm not paying you $30 for 8x10 photo, which I can go to, you know, FedEx or somewhere, Kinko's, and get it. I can go online and find these pictures, okay? He was like, oh, no, you can't. They're blocked. I was like, oh, really? I had a picture that Jim Warren took that I found on Google.
You can get it online. I eventually come online.
Yeah. So then he was like, well, what about the book? You don't like, I'm not going to mention which actor it was for the book. But I said, no, I don't like the actor. I was like, and I'm not paying close to $50 for a 15-page book of pictures. Like, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. He was like, well, what do you fans want? Your fans, all your fans complain, complain, complain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a real jackass. I've heard people who've gone to these events, he's a real jackass about that stuff, yeah.
Even Maurice Bernard got mad about and it was on video, about the pictures. He was like, how much are you charging these people for the pictures? Like, all this Jim Warren's clients do say. I can say that there was 5 actors who had said, well, how much did you pay for these pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, General Hospital, out of all the fan events, like for all the soap operas, I've been to Gallimite, As the World Turns, All My Children, One Life to Live. Ooh, did I go to, no, I didn't go to that one. But all of them, literally, and General Hospital is by far the expensive one. And to those who go there every year, more power to you guys, because I only get it 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
1 year. And I went out there with close to 2,000. I came back with $5.
Wow.
And half of it was with merchandise. Like, I don't, you know, like, it was just like, because they keep saying, oh, you're never going to find this anywhere else.
Unless you're going to buy it and put it online, then you can just print it out.
Yeah, you can go on eBay. I'm pretty sure.
Although, I have to say, I saw Becky's headshots, and she did some good headshots this year.
Yeah, I might.
But spending $1,800 for General Hospital Fan Club Weekend, I mean.
I wouldn't spend that much money. I mean, it's not something that I have, even when I was the diehard soap fan that I once was, I never had any desire to go to those things.
And plus, also a lot of people will be hearing, like, certain actors are going to be at the luncheon. I mean, and they always say, well, this person's going to be at this event, this person's going to be, so in a way, they're kind of conning you a little bit, because if, you know, I was holding an event, I would say, well, Becky, Steve, throw somebody else at me. Laura Wright was going to be there. And then you buy the ticket, which costs like $105 if you're not a fan club member. And you come to the event, and all there is Jason Thompson. And, you know, you already paid the ticket. So guess what? I made off of your money, and you're screwed with Jason Thompson. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But you come to see the people that was, you know, on the event thing. So just like the luncheon, a lot of people got upset because certain people weren't there. Oh, wow.
Right.
They do say some actors will not be there. Check the Right. You know, I mean, that's how we found out about certain people not being there.
Mm. Well, at least Becky goes to charity. All of her stuff goes to the Smile Train, so at least it's going to charity. But the rest of that stuff is not going to – I don't think it's going to charity.
Well, the scrub set, the scrub – Kim and Jason's event, they do go. It goes to the AIDS Foundation.
Okay.
But that question was brought up on Twitter, too. Does all the money go to direct charities?
Because everything Becky does goes to the Smile Train.
Mm-hmm.
So and I've given money to the Smile Train because of Becky. So I have respect for that because at least it's going to charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But,
Nancy's event, I think, went to it goes to charity too. Nancy's event.
But I doubt the main stuff. That's their own personal events. But I doubt the main like luncheon and stuff. I doubt that goes to charity.
No,
I bet that all goes to ABC
hotel.
Or something.
It pays to hold the place, the lunches.
And we have to talk about, because we haven't brought this up, we have to talk about Jill Farren Phelps begging people to watch the show.
Yeah.
You hear about that interview she gave
She said it at the luncheon. It was caught on video.
Oh, was it?
Oh, my God. It was a desperate
And I thought, you know, you dumb bitch, if you actually did what the fans want, then they'd watch the show. You can't expect people to watch the show if all you care about is giving yourself what you want. You don't care about anybody else, you know? There's a reason why fans aren't watching the show.
I mean, I understand, like, right now, they're desperate. General Hospital is now in desperate mode.
Yep.
They're doing everything that the fans have been saying for the last 10 years to do. Change the freaking writer. Now all of a sudden, you get a warning. Like, if your ratings don't approve by this time, you're out of there. What did they do? Change the head writer. What else did they do? They start bringing people that mattered back. Perfect example, Robin Christopher is coming back. Ted King is following her. They're getting closure like all the actors. I've never heard all the actors from that show are excited about this new era that they're about to go into with this new writer. I mean, I was a Big Iron Mike fan. Even they were all on the same boat, but to see that a whole cast that's not faking it and really means it from the heart,
yeah,
can't wait for this to start. Kimberly and Jason are like, the show's going to be focused on the hospital more. They're going to balance it out. Vanessa Marcel, she confirmed that Brenda and Jack will be back. For closure, I guess. I don't know, whatever. But, you know, Vanessa said she was excited. Nancy says she's excited because she has more screen time in the upcoming months.
Well, why is Vanessa excited? Isn't she leaving?
She's leaving. Okay, this is what Vanessa has said at Nancy's event. She confirmed that Brenda was going to be back in Port Charles before the end of the year. Okay. Ingo, they had reported that Ingo was out for right now, but he's coming back later this year, too.
And so is Tyler Christopher.
Tyler Christopher is supposed to be back, next month to wrap up
the
whole Lulu thing? For Lulu. Really? No offense. I like Julie. Don't get me wrong. But Tyler needs to be back on the show. He can do two shows at once. I just miss the cast guys. Like they said about the writers were going to put more into the family of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Spencer Quartermain, he's going to try to get the Cassadines. Now, my thing is, you can't have the Cassadines without Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Then they got a mystery storyline that's going to involve the Davis girls and the Cassadines.
Yeah.
No,
I am.
And I know that Carly was like...
Excuse me. I like Christina.
What I was going to say is that Steve said that Darren asked him, do you want to know? He said, I have a whole bunch of stuff planned for Jason, and he said, do you want to know what's going to happen? And he said,
reading that.
Well,
I'm saying what Steve said, but Carly says that he knows what's going to happen, so.
He might just be saying that too, just to please some of the fans.
You know what? You know what? I'm not even going to bother anymore. I'm not going to use.
no use trying to figure things out, you know?
Yeah, and when I come out right smelling like a rose on the in this one, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, then you can see I told you so. But until then,
okay,
you know.
You know what? Okay, you know, thank you for telling me what I can say I told you so.
I already told you that before. I told you how I felt, you know. I told
you
that.
Well, you know what? Okay, why can I just say a little, you know, I mean.
Everybody has got
to see this. I mean, oh, like, okay, like, Kimo's going to stay on GH with a reality TV show. Reality TV shows are 20 hours a week. You know, reality shows take
off. Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, if the reality, if the show takes off and it's not just about General Hospital, then she, I mean, it depends on what the show is about. If it's all about GH, then she has to stay on GH.
No,
but if it's about her partying life, and everything,
I don't see, I mean, 20 hours a week, 23 hours a week to, you know, reality show getting that off the ground. And, you know, if that works and he picks them up, go for it. Please, just take her off our hands, please, and...
Yeah, but I'm just saying that,
you know. There's two other people that from General Hospital that can benefit from this show, too. You got Kimberly. Well, Kimberly is well established, okay? She has done Prime Time.
Yep.
And General Hospital. She pretty much grew up on General Hospital. We all know this. You also got to think there's Kirsten. You know, she is fresh. That girl is fresh. If people see her on this reality show, like CW and all that stuff, she can easily get picked up and go to doing that.
Yep.
You know,
well, good.
And with Kelly, I mean, pretty much she has had, I'm not defending her, I'm just looking at it as a, if I was a executive of a network casting for shows and stuff, and I looked at, because you know everybody watches reality, to get people to play on their TV shows now. If I would have known that, I would have done that a long time ago. Anyway, to look at Kelly, Kelly is kind of considered,
old, and not,
she's, looks-wise, she's high, but at the same time, what can she play? What kind of role can she play? And Carly, do not say a slut.
A slut?
I didn't slut. I just said
When she was on the Hallmark movie, I didn't see a difference between
The Hallmark movie
wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad.
It only had a little bit of a part in that.
Mhm.
It wasn't that bad.
I think the thing with Kelly, if Kelly was going to parlay any kind of, you know, prime time or any kind of career outside of the soaps, it would have happened after Dancing with the Stars.
I've maintained
that for a very long time, and I think the reality show will parlay her into something more. Who knows? Maybe. Weirder things have happened. But I don't know.
If you're on E for a reality show, you know, that is a good place for her. And you know, if this gets picked up and everything, well, it did get picked up. But what I'm saying, it got picked up, but viewers are not watching it yet.
Oh, yeah.
So until it gets, you know, watchable and people fall in love with it, and she's not going to want to do General Hospital and, you know, filming 22 hours a day on a reality show, and I say this is a good time for her to leave. You know, I mean, Sam has run his course through General Hospital men. There's no men left but Dante and Johnny to go bang. So basically, Sam has run himself through all the men in the whole show, almost except Edward. So basically, if I was Kimo, I would probably say, maybe I need to get off this, and maybe I should give my heart and soul into my reality show and to see if that, you know, gets picked up. I can, maybe I was good in the hospital, but I think, you know, she has burned a lot of bridges lately. And with the fan club weekend, she probably burned a lot of more with her cast members.
Well, I think she's been burning, you know. I think that, you know, when she gave that interview with Soap Opera Digest, I said this before, I think Steve had to do damage control. I don't think he was too happy with the responses that she gave, especially when he's always been so diplomatic towards the liaison fans. I don't know. I don't know what Kelly's relationship. It's easy for us to speculate, you know, because we hear these rumors. Who knows how true they are? I think we've seen her behavior. I think that she's made it perfectly clear that she. Anyways, I'll keep my mouth shut. I won't diss her. So.
What did you guys think about Amy Whitehouse?
I was going to pick up where she left off, because I think sometimes, like we all speculate how the actors feel, the actors probably feel like really, like, you know, people like verbally, you know, verbally assault these actors to a point where they start to rethink about why they're even doing it. And if they go ahead, like, you know, Kelly gave that interview, Kelly probably thought, and I'm not speaking for her, but Kelly thought, I'm going to get, you know, crapped on either or, you know. And Steve is pretty much like, well, damn, she needs her job. I need a job, you know, so I'm going to do damage control. Or, you know, you don't know what their whole thing is. You don't, right now, we're talking on the phone right now. We're saying, you know, like, about Kelly, you know, being
right.
a certain way, and Debbie's being a certain way, and Steve's being a certain way. But to them, all they care about is their job and
right.
if they're performing it right. Not if, okay, they love me.
I have to disagree with that, because Kelly, I'm not going to speak for Steve. I'm not going to speak for him, because you're absolutely right where he's concerned. But with Kelly, she has dissed the Liz and Jason fans over and over and over again. And she knows exactly what she's doing when she does that.
Yeah, man, no,
and
you did
that. There is no excuse for that. There is no excuse for that. You don't see Becky getting out there and dissing the Jason and Sam fans, okay? I'm sorry. But, you know, Kelly gets away with this crap because she knows that she's a pet. She knows she can do it. She knows she can do it on this show, with this network. Some of her behavior is inexcusable as far as I'm concerned. And that's on video. You can see her doing it.
Well,
so,
that,
you know,
I
don't like the dissing of the fans, you know, okay,
right,
don't diss the fan base, you know, don't diss the fan base.
Oh, I understand that, trust me, I've been a part of a lot of fan base, that's why it's like, it's easy for me to kind of say you don't know what they have been told, what has been, like, said, like, okay, yeah, Kelly has been on video, there's evidence, but there's also evidence of other actors. When it comes down to, oh, who do you think the biggest fan base is?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, people like the Sonny and Carly fans. Hands down, I think, is one of the top six fan bases out there. If you can come against, like, let's say the Sonny and Carly fans versus Carly and Jason fans, Sonny and Jason. There's like a war between those two, okay? And you have Maurice, who has said, who's gone on record, and said he never wanted Sonny and Carly to be together. So that's a strike against the Sonny and Carly fans. But then when it comes down to, oh, the Brenda and Sonny fans, oh, you know, stuff like that, Maurice said, no, I didn't think they were that great. So that's a strike against. But then when you ask who did Sonny want to really, you know, have a good relationship with, he said Kate.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's very pro-Kate.
No.
But there's a difference there. He's giving his opinion, yes, but he's not bashing
the Sonny and Brenda fans personally. He's not bashing the Sonny and Carly fans personally. He's giving his opinion. Kelly bashes the Liz and Jason fans personally. And there's a difference there. So, you know, I'm not a Kelly fan, so obviously I'm going to look at it in a biased way. And you have you're entitled to your opinion, and you're right. You know, we don't know everything. But I do think there is a difference there. I don't think that Maurice was saying, oh, well, you shouldn't, you know. I don't think he was personally bashing those particular fan bases, even though those fan bases are going to take it as, oh, well, he said this and he said that. But, you know, the Liz and Jason fans have been trounced upon by this woman a lot of times. And that's why they have a problem with her. You know, it's not just the pairing, it's the actress herself. So, especially when you have a class act like Becky who doesn't say squat about anybody. You know, you see the difference.
Hey, I know. I've been in the presence of her before. I mean, she's hands down, like, you can talk to her about anything. Cookies. I mean, she is a sweet person. Don't get me wrong. And whatnot. It's just, to me, I guess it gets to a point where, you know, when you have the act, I guess when the actors are bashing, you know, the couples, the opponent's couple or whatnot, you really don't know, like, the side of what's going on. You know, she could be doing this and be thinking, okay, Brian Collins told me to do it. Like, I really didn't mean to do it. I can't tell them this because then it's going to be like, okay, she's, you know, two-faced.
And that that could be true. And you know, you have to give her the benefit of the doubt. But it happens too many times. And it just left a very sour taste in the Liz and Jason fans' mouth.
Wow.
And people look at it as being, especially Liz and Jason fans, who have been screwed over, I will say this until the day I die, there has never been another fan base on any other soap opera that's been treated the way the Liz and Jason fans.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't.
And you get to a point where it's like, okay, she's a pet. Gets away with everything. If this were anybody else, you know, it's any time Steve and Becky open their mouth, they get chastised for it. Kelly can say whatever the hell she wants and not get in trouble for it. So there is a double standard. There is a double standard. And I think sometimes Kelly needs to shut the fuck up. That's what I think. Sometimes.
Okay, so what did you guys think about the Amy Winehouse thing? Yes, I'm saying the topics because I can. Yes, but what I mean, I guess I was a little, I'm like, when I went to Entertainment Tonight this weekend, I'm like, what? Because I couldn't understand, I was watching E! I was watching a movie on E! News, and they said breaking news, Amy Winehouse, and I'm like,
oh, Amy Winehouse.
They are breaking in about a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought it was like a concert or something. I thought, why are they breaking in about her concert? I really thought that. And then I went on the computer. I'm like, oh, whoops. It wasn't a concert. Whoops, he died. You know, and I'm like thinking, you know, they were comparing her to Kurt Cobain and...
Yes, they all died at 27.
They all died at 27. I don't know if it was obviously it was drug related. You don't have to be taking the drugs for it to be drug related. She had an addiction.
Yeah.
Well, they said do not rule. Don't quickly judge that because that's what they said that you know they found the body. She died in her bed. They said that you know everybody was on Twitter and on Facebook saying oh it was a drug and alcohol overdose. And one of the
no, what I'm
don't
saying
jump
is,
to that conclusion.
No, what I'm saying is that when you over a long, extensive period of time, when you've done drugs, it does things to your body. She could have had a heart attack. She could have had anything.
Yeah.
But the drugs. She didn't have to be doing the drugs at that time. But because she used drugs, it messed her body up.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I'm saying.
All I know is they shouldn't have played. They was playing Rehab. Like, I don't know if most of y'all radio stations was doing it, but our radio station, Baltimore, did it. And a lot of people got upset. because they were doing like over, like one of the DJs, who I believe was fired today, had said, oh, she should have went to rehab, but, you know, money was hard.
She went to rehab many times.
But what they're saying is as many times as she, you know, was supposed to stay clean, she found a way to, you know, get back into it, which is hard for some people to, you know, when you try to give it up and you've been doing it for a long time, it is hard to, you know, give it up. But I thought when they were playing Rehab, and I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like in remembrance of Amy Winehouse, and they start playing Rehab, and I'm like really listening to it, and they said she should have went to rehab, but the money was saying yes. And I'm like, are you serious? So people called the radio station and said, that was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like,
people who,
like, what would make you do it?
Right. People who don't have addictive personalities don't understand that. And it's real easy to sit here and say, oh, she should have done this, she should have done that. But when you are addicted, it's not easy. It is not an easy thing. And you also have to have people around you that are constantly in your corner making you do the stuff. So, you know, if she didn't have a good support system around her, because the ex-husband was a drug addict too. I mean, he's the one that got her into drugs and all that stuff. And not that I'm one of those people that think, oh, you blame it on somebody else. Yes, maybe they introduced it to you, but you're the one who makes the choice as to whether or not you're going to take it or not. You know, it's just sad. It's very, very sad. It's a very sad thing.
Exactly. She is so talented. She was just so talented. And it's like another way, you know, of talent is gone at a young age, because I always thought she was older. Like, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I thought she was at least 30. Like, I'll give her 30, 31. But I didn't know that she was 27. Like, because then when they said Club 27 and they was listing all the people, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, all these talented people died at 27? Like, that's crazy. But now you know what the real issue is going to be, because they did the autopsy today. They're waiting on the results of that. And now the next battle is who's going to get her money.
But the autopsy might not be back really conclusive for another 6 weeks. So,
yeah, it wasn't conclusive, so they don't know.
Before everyone judges, I think people should just wait on it and see what happens before they judge it.
Well, her funeral was
like, you know, it was like when the guy from Jackass died. He was a drunk driver.
Yeah.
And Roger Ebert, I can't stand Roger Ebert, but anyways, he got on there and he said something about, you know, friends don't let jackasses drive drunk or something, and people got up in arms about it. And I thought, you know, yes, we all know drinking and driving is bad, but there's a thing called sensitivity, and it's called timing. And, you know, you don't get on the internet. That's the problem with the internet. Anybody can get on and say whatever the frick they want. And they don't think about the consequences. And, no, I'm not condoning drinking and driving, but people just lost somebody, okay? They just lost a friend. They just lost a son. They just lost, you know, a brother or whatever. You don't get on there and be insensitive about it, you know? And maybe what he said is true, but it's called timing. And people just need to back off, you know? I don't know. Every time something like this happens, the thing was
he posted a picture of him with a drink in his hand, like on Twitter. He literally 3 hours before the accident happened. So you saw what he had in his hand. He Twittered that he was going to go driving in that condition. His friends was with him, okay? My thing is, and I have lost somebody to drinking and driving, okay? My whole thing was that first and foremost, if you saw one of your friends or family members post a picture along with that comment, I would go find out where they're at. I will tweet, text, call the friends, call the bar owner, and say, look, I just saw my friend with this, you know, like, and everything. Try to do what you can. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and I think has now become bigger than anybody. You know, that's a great way to, you know,
hello,
make it down
I'm
to
back.
People.
Yeah, so, what happened to you?
I'm back. I did a lot of stuff while I had you guys on mute.
I did a lot of stuff. Yeah.
People looking for this kid. You know, everybody's connected now. I mean, that's one of those times where instead of like, oh my gosh, like Tony just like kissed me, like XOXO, here's a picture. Instead of that, just be like, okay, be on the lookout for da 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 da. He was driving, you know, he's going down this way. Like, you, in a way, people could have prevented this from happening. I don't want to sound like
I can't get into it.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to get on the soapbox either. I was just saying that, you know, when things like this happen, you have all of the kooky people that want to get on and they want to say something negative.
Be an ass.
And be an ass about it. And I'm not saying that what was his name, Ryan? I think his name was Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, that drinking, I don't condone drinking and driving, but Roger Ebert didn't need to, first of all, he didn't know the guy. He didn't need to get on there and say that. You know, I mean, it's just like capitalizing on a tragedy or something, you know.
Right.
You can get on Twitter and say, rest in peace, Amy Winehouse, or whatever. I didn't know her. It doesn't affect me personally because I didn't know her. So I'm not going to judge her. You know what I'm saying? It's just that people get on Twitter and they get on Facebook and they get on all these things and they have, it's like you said, it's like the biggest thing in the world, and they want to spew off whatever they want to spew off, and it's all this negativity. And I don't like the negativity. I'm not a negative person. I don't want the negativity. And, you know, unless you've walked in their footsteps, you can't judge them.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I just think that people need to mind their own business sometimes, and of course, it's hard when it's always in the media, and she was famous, and he was famous, and blah, blah, blah. But I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. That's just like the people when they said something about Norway. They said, oh, 9/11 part two. Like, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm like,
What was that?
Because of the Norway thing, they posted, like, oh, 9/11 part two. I'm like, really? Like, people lost their lives. You know, why the heck would you bring 9/11? Like, really? Like, that was even...
Right.
Like, I really wanted
you're minimizing it. Yeah, you minimize it. And I got furious after 9/11. There would be people that would get on TV and, you know, then they would say, well, the American government did this and this and this, and that's why this happened. And I thought, I don't give a shit what the American government did. Those people on those planes and in the Pentagon had nothing to do with what the American government did. If these cowards had gone after the American government, that's, you know, go after, that's fine, whatever. But you don't bring innocent people into it. You know what I mean? When you minimize something like that, it's a tragedy. People lost their lives.
And then when people say, oh, it caused...
why it happened.
Yeah, and then when they say, oh, it costs over $1 million, like, okay, $1 million, fine and dandy, a million lives you can't, you know, bring back.
Right, exactly.
You know,
just,
kids lost their parents, and that's where it hurt me at, because I lost my mom, but I was imagining all the kids who had parents go into the World Trade Center, who was, you know, flying home and stuff like that. That's what got me. So when they had said, oh, they're going to set up a scholarship and everything, okay, congrats, you pay it for their college. Okay. But what about the rest of their lives? What do they got?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they got an upcoming memorial. Okay. But you can't bring
like
back a father for a kid. Like,
right. It was like when the controversy about the mosque was going on. And, you know, I'm not you don't blame the Islamic. It's the fundamentalists are the ones that you blame. You don't blame Islam as a whole. You blame the fundamentalists. And I understood them wanting to have a mosque. But in that particular place, no. Because it's too sensitive. It is too sensitive. Have a mosque in New York. Have it somewhere, but don't have it in that particular place. Have some sensitivity about that. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I just, whenever these tragedies, it's just like when Heath Ledger died. I mean, you know, it was the same thing. So
don't get me started about that.
You know what, Debbie? I cannot.
Nothing negative to say about that. It's just there were certain people that said certain things, and it rubbed me the wrong way, and it rubbed a lot of other people the wrong way, too. Because, again, I was thinking about his daughter.
Yeah.
I was thinking about his daughter, and that she was going to grow up without a dad. And it was very sad. I was in shock when I heard that. I mean, it was like when River Phoenix died. I mean, I was just devastated when River Phoenix died.
Hello? Oh, yeah, River Phoenix? Oh, my gosh.
I was devastated, and I remember it was on Halloween.
Am I on?
Forget it.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, River Phoenix, oh, my God. I loved River Phoenix, and that was just like a blow to me because I watched all of his movies and and everything. You know, Judy Garland died. She had some small kids, too. Her youngest daughter was with her during all of her drug problems, and she died of an overdose of
and the thing about
pollen,
Judy Garland is so sad. The reason she got hooked on drugs was because everybody called her fat.
Yeah.
That was why it's so sad. Yeah.
That's why I don't like when there's even in Hollywood, there's such a thing about you have to be a certain weight and you have to do this and that. Actually, not so much now. I mean, I see a lot of heavyweight, like Drop Dead Diva. I love that show, and she's not a skinny woman.
She's
but it's still prevalent
in this country that you have to be a fat,
though. Yeah. When I went to Australia back when I first, like, I don't know how old I was when I went there. I was, like, not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago or so. I went in there. I didn't feel any pressure to feel like I was fat or too skinny or too, it's just the way that it is there. It just made me, I felt comfortable there. And
we're in Australia?
I don't know. Yeah, when I was in Australia once, and even when I went to England or whatever, I felt like, I don't know, my mom's, maybe it's because my mom's from the, my family's there, nobody like, I felt like there wasn't that, well, because it wasn't Hollywood. Australia is not Hollywood, and, you know, it's
Yeah, but
not.
In Australia, nobody's fat because they walk
I know. Well,
and they're very skinny.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
actually,
it's very,
right? Fat people
to live
there. Even if you were, I don't think there would be, because I'm not skinny. I went there, and I wasn't skinny, you know.
No, I'm just saying everybody over there is skinny because they walk everywhere. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, they walk.
Same thing in Holland,
and,
too. But
no,
I mean, I just
thought. You walk.
It's just like here, it's just so Hollywoodized. Everybody's got to be a certain way. Even my cousin from England, she was a model, and she went to New York. She wanted to be a top model, and she was really skinny. They told her, you need to lose weight. After that, she quit modeling.
What?
She was already skinny. She was already size 1 or something, you know, and so she didn't like that. And I'm really proud of her for doing that because she could have went the easy way and became anorexic just to fit into that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I just like to say that at LAX, at the McDonald's, there was a girl who said I needed to eat a salad because I wanted a Big Mac. Yeah.
She
was getting ready to go. This is the General Hospital weekend. This is where I remember this. I was on my way back from out to Baltimore.
Oh.
And at the LAX, I went and got myself, I went to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And inside McDonald's, I ordered a Big Mac meal with, you know, Coke and ice cream sundae and stuff like that. The girl said to me, and I remember this vividly, she was like, oh, would you want a salad with that? Because you look like you need a salad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. You come here or you know, whatever. It's like.
Oh, no. See, when she said that, I played it off. I said, is it possible that you could use a Big Mac?
That was a good comeback.
I admire the people that I admire, are like the Kate Winslets and the
yes, exactly. Yes.
You know,
yes.
They have curves. They're not
yes.
at all skinny.
Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore too. She was one of those. You know.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
not,
admire the ones who look like
bones.
They're anorexic.
I know.
I can't deal with the real skinny ones. I just can't deal with it. You know, they're too,
nowadays,
like you look
guys
at them and they're skinny.
With meat on them. And the girl from Drop Dead Diva, the lead actress, she's really pretty. She's
yeah,
so pretty.
She is.
She's heavy set, you know, she's really, really pretty, and I love the storyline. The premise to the show is really, it's really good. And
I couldn't get into that show.
I
think because I didn't care about Grayson, and I didn't care about them getting together. Like I liked Fred and the roommate. I thought they were cute, but I liked her, but the Grayson thing, that's one couple I don't ship. I just
didn't get it. Okay. Hey, Audrey, do you watch The Vampire Diaries or is it Gossip Girl?
I don't watch Gossip Girl anymore. I'm so disgusted with that.
You don't? Okay. You watch Vampire Diaries, right?
Yeah.
I do.
I'm going through a freaking withdrawal with Vampire Diaries. I wish it would come on sooner than later. September 15th, I think.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me, okay. So anybody who
watched
Vampire Diaries, I'm
going to
help you guys out. Read the book.
I am reading the book because I'm actually
The only reason I said that is because they said that, the actor said that, but then they said, but don't be surprised if nothing is what it was written in the book.
Oh, so it's not going
completely different in the book.
Oh, they're not going to aim it towards the book then?
No.
That's okay. I don't
that's
care.
That's good, then. That's good for Steph.
Damon
that's
and Elena are
in
Damon
good
and
good
Elena.
Damon
yeah,
Elena
no, Elena and Stefan are kind of heavily in the books, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the writer got fired. The writer, the original writer.
Because she wanted
Damon
and Elena.
And
which
Damon
is shitty. That's
yeah.
like Brian Franz having control of that or something.
Well,
you know?
I had this conversation before. That's like if they fired J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter because they didn't like
know.
They were putting
yeah.
Ron and Hermione together.
Yeah.
Who the hell
I know.
Hires the author?
Don't anybody watch True Blood?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
okay.
No, are they going to do the shower scene or are they not going to do
it? Hold on, I got to get the phone. Hello?
I'm hoping they do. But
I love Eric and Susie. I'll tell you that much. Don't you like my Eric?
Yeah, last night I wasn't like, okay, I know everybody was waiting. For those who didn't see it, I'm not going to, but, you know, I didn't wait 4 years for that. I did not wait 4 years on True Blood for that. I want something more. And I kept screaming at the TV, I want more. And then it says, next week.
Next Sunday.
apparently
there's something in the books. There's this shower scene. It's supposed to be really hot between Eric and Suki. And so everybody keeps asking, are they going to do the shower scene? Are they going to do
the
shower scene?
They better do
the
shower scene justice. That's all I got to say. I know, you know, they're on the cable network. They can push the buttons. They can push all the buttons they want. It's not like it's CBS.
So I don't know if they've ever answered whether or not they're going to do the shower scene, but... I know a lot of Eric and Suki fans want them to do the shower scene.
Sorry, I had to take the phone. I had another phone call on my cell phone with my sister asking me what flavor ice yogurt I want. So. Okay, you guys, we have 2 minutes, but we can't go all the time. But I won't be having a show. Terry, when is my next show?
Friday.
On Friday. It's supposed to be on Friday.
But I thought we were going to...
Yeah,
move.
I know. We can have it on Monday if you want.
Yeah, we'll probably have it on Monday. Because Terry's coming in on Wednesday. Yippee!
Oh. She's been looking forward to me coming since last summer. You know?
Oh, no.
If I was last
no.
summer. Been
we
looking forward to... Again, this summer since last summer, you know.
Well, but no, ever since, because I was out in LA in May, and then...
You saw me because you knew I was going to be having... This might be my last one, you never know, with other work, other jobs and stuff.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I do not want to talk about that. I'm going to be in denial about that. But, people, we will be probably back on Monday.
If you ever go back and play one of our, back in August, I don't know when it was, what show it was, we were practically the only ones on there. There was nobody that called in or hardly anybody. And we're cracking up laughing. I mean, it's so, you think we were drunk or something. You know?
We were not.
Oh, I got to check that one out.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's like last August. I don't know exactly the date.
It was like,
I go back and I replay it sometimes, and I start laughing. I'm like, what were we doing? And there's one moment she drops the phone, and you can hear us totally laughing or something. So fucking funny.
Yes.
I told her, maybe we should get drunk one night, have some wine, and really go crazy, huh?
I said, I'm
going to
probably download that and just, like, crack
up. Yeah.
Like, I'll have some tequila.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Do, like, an award show, like, the you know,
yeah, I know.
Award.
We're kind of like, yeah, I know. We're kind of like The View or some. People have compared, I think people have heard people compare us to, like, The View or something or,
yeah,
you know.
The View on
yeah.
drugs.
On yeah,
The View on drugs.
I'm the girl that talks too much. I know. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm the girl that talks too much. What?
Oh, I'm
the girl
a lot,
that laughs
too,
too much. I seem to laugh a lot on the show.
Well, but you guys, I'm worried about Christy. Christy,
is she still on here?
Christy,
yeah.
Wait,
she's still
what?
In the chat. Christy,
I'm here.
Christy,
still here.
Hey.
Hey, Christy, did you fall asleep on us?
No, I've just been listening because everyone's like, you know, talking about all this stuff, and I'm like, I have nothing to contribute.
Yeah, I know it's kind of hard now. I kind of DM'd her earlier that it's hard to talk on the show anymore.
Yeah,
even for me, and I'm like, we need to control
like, you guys
that a little bit.
See, you want to live, and I don't really watch those shows. So I'm kind of a one soap girl.
Steve Burton was calling your name, dude. Like, seriously, Steve Burton. We have Steve Burton on the phone, and he was saying, Christy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're
going
to be able to talk with Steve Burton on the show.
I think
he was
up for that one, I
think. Well, and Oprah. You missed Oprah. Oprah was on the show, too, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You missed Liz and Jason on the show, Christy. No, I'm kidding.
I know you guys are kidding. I was listening the entire time.
Jackie was singing
Glee song. I went to Taco Bell while you guys were still talking.
What did you
get?
You
did?
I mean,
well, you know what I did while they were talking? I did some things.
What did you do?
I had myself a shower. I was getting ready for my clothes for tomorrow for work, you know, and stuff. Yeah. I was about to iron something, too, but I couldn't find the iron. So, yeah.
So
I mean, my sister
mentioned
yogurt, and I gave her money. I gave her, huh?
I said, so you just decided because you couldn't find the iron that you rejoined the show and, you know, missed the button.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find it. It's the strap to my dress that I need to iron out, but I'll just let it go. I mean, you really.
We need to come to commercial break on this.
Everybody's talking and nobody misses, like Christy says. She went to Taco Bell. It's like, you know, nobody notices that you're talking. I mean, everybody else is talking in the conversation. I mean, you could get a lot done with that. I mean, you won't kind of notice after a little bit.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Chris, what did you get at Taco Bell?
Chicken quesadilla and a large strawberry frutista freeze, because I'm addicted to their frutista freezes.
Oh, are they good?
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
I'm like,
gosh.
Every day, I'm like, I really want one. I really want one. So,
is everybody okay, you guys?
They also have a lot of sugar, which is probably why they're very tasty.
I have not been eating any of sugar lately. I've been really good.
Yes, it's been really good, but I'm kind of pissed because Christy told me in New Orleans, Taco Bell has cupcakes. So I went to my Taco Bell just, you know, looking forward to, you know, cupcakes. And let me tell you, it was a total disappointment. No cupcakes.
Yeah, not all Taco Bells have
I went here to looking for
menu.
That. They didn't have them.
Yeah, not all Taco Bells have a dessert menu. It's just certain Taco Bells. I don't know why. But
damn, people.
Del Taco here that has the little, that's a Del Taco, but they have, like, the little churro, little bite-sized churros with, like, chocolate or caramel inside or whatever. They're really good.
about the only thing that Del Taco has here. But that's the problem with Taco and Del Taco. They don't have a lot of for dessert, you know, or anything. Oh. Well, not like I'm seeking out desserts when I go to those places, but...
You know where we are going to have to go, like, 2 in the morning here?
I'm not going out at 2 in the morning.
But it would be right before you would go to bed, so...
But I'm not going to go out at 2 in the morning.
I'm not at 2 o'clock in the morning if I got to go and get something to eat.
I'm just going to be up watching whatever, like my computer, like I normally do, like watch the internet or watch YouTube or something.
Yeah, but I'm super hungry.
Doesn't mean I'm going to go outside at 2 in the morning.
But what if
we get hungry? That's time to eat.
Huh?
That's the best time to eat. That's the best time to go
somewhere
and eat.
Good. I hear it's not good to eat. It's good not to eat. I don't know if it's a myth, but they say it's not good to eat past 6. Then it was 8 o'clock, and then they keep changing it. But growing up, I was
real late,
though.
These are the same people that probably said that potato chips causes cancer.
Hold on. Now did you hear them? There was a news report that kids, they don't advise kids over 7 having a cell phone because of the brain cancer thingy. That thing's been going on for years, though, that cell phones can cause...
I'm brain dead. Sorry, but...
Because we didn't have them when we were kids, so maybe if the younger you are, it's not good to have a cell phone or something, but it didn't really matter when we were kids.
If you're like 9 years old and you have a cell phone, then mommy and daddy needs to get their butt kicked.
Yeah, because
my nephew has one. My friend's son.
Well, it's just for an emergency. I should take that back. If it's an emergency,
yeah, if
there's
any emergency, like the
cell phone.
You hear about the kid in the Jewish community? He made a wrong turn. He was like 9 years old, and it was Hadistic Jewish community or something. And the kid turned down the wrong street, and he asked the stranger, you know, how to get out of the town, and the guy kidnapped him and mutilated his body and everything. I don't know if he molested him or anything, but he killed the little kid. And he had, he went the wrong way, and he didn't have any cell phone or anything, and that's when they were kind of had a, you know, thing about maybe they should, I heard somebody say maybe that's the start of maybe getting laws for, like, maybe kids should have cell phones for emergencies or something, or not laws, but...
They have, I know in Baltimore, well, and in D.C., they have Identikit, and with that, they have, like, the IDs and all that, you know, that also can be sent to the parents, you know, phones, but also they have little cell phones for kids to use.
Oh,
they do? That looks like I've seen one, it looks like a toy phone, but it's really... only operated to, like, 911,
that's
to the parents,
good.
The grandparents. And it doesn't cost the parents anything. It's not
good.
Like, you know, they can get onto the internet, but they said that they were really helpful. I thought I was under the impression when they were talking about it, I didn't know it was limited to certain, you know, states.
Really? Well,
yeah,
they need to do something because that was... Yeah, they need to do something like that in all states because, you know, the stories that are, even with that story, I was like, oh my gosh, if the kid only had a freaking cell phone, he could have called his parents or somebody that he got lost.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
9 years old, and the guy didn't have a shirt or background at all. He's a Hadistic Jew, too, or however you say it. And,
my little niece, who's 7 or 8, said to me the other day, I know why I need a cell phone. And I'm like, okay, so why do we need a cell phone? Because she said it's so cute, too. She goes, because I can text you, I love you, and come and pick me up so we can go shopping. And I can text Oma and Opa that I want to come spend the night and pick me up from school. And I go, but you know, they work during the day. And so it goes, that's okay. They would come and get me if I had a cell phone and I texted them. And I go, do you know how to text? She goes, yeah. And I find out that she texts on my mom's phone all the time and she loves it.
Aww.
Yeah, so, and she cannot wait to see Terry in a couple of days. She really likes Terry and, yeah. Yeah, but no, I mean, kids should not have a cell phone when they are 8 and 7. I mean, you know.
Eight and seven, that's pretty young.
I mean, if they have it for emergency, like, I remember my first real cell phone was when I was 12, but my great-grandmother told me only to use it for emergency only. And I was, like, in middle school, you know, with it, and I thought I was, like, the hottest person. I was like, yay, look what I got. But then I realized with my great-grandmother met, because I remember it was a bomb threat at my school, and my battery, like, was low, and so I'm trying to call, you know, to find out, you know, and I remember getting home. Keep in mind, my great grandmother was 70 something, and she's old school. And I was grounded for a month.
Why?
Because I used my cell phone when it wasn't an emergency, and when it was a real emergency, I didn't have a way to contact her. So she didn't know she knew what was going on because it was on the local news. And parents but she was trying to find out what was going on with me, and I didn't have a way to, I learned very early, you know, what emergency, you know, like the cell phone, like, you know. And when you get older, then you're like, okay, you know, got this covered and stuff. But when you're young and you're in a situation like that.
We were, it was in Naga Day Stone in Clinton. I don't know why, it was 92 or 94. And we were having trees come down. But the damn school, you guys let us out of school. They go, oh, we are dismissing you. And 100 hour per hour winds and everything. So we got on the bus, and the bus driver, nearly crashed it. The tree fell almost on the bus. So we had to get out, like, 6 stops before. And we were, like, trying to walk and not touch the power lines that were down. And when we got home, because we lived on Mercer Island, and I thought, me being, you know, really gifted at that moment, like, you know what, the south end of the island is going to have power where we live. Is this the north end? It was like, I get home in time for dinner, hospital, this is the best. I get home, and the power's out. And then I remember I did not do laundry the night before. And we were out for 5 or 6 days of no power, no nothing. I called my grandma. I go, can you record the week was at Zeno Hospital and Dave? She goes, yeah, taking pity on me. But we were out for 5 and 6 days, and I swear, you guys, that was the longest 5 or 6 days because we had no phone service. We had no TV. We had nothing. And I'm thinking, I feel sorry for the Little House on the Prairie people. That's what I was thinking. And back then, we did not have a cell phone. And my mom, we grew up as not having a cell phone because all of us, you know, she wanted to make sure we all got home safe. But even when you're in an emergency with the cell phone, the damn thing doesn't work anyway. If you guys are in an earthquake, all the cell phone towers will be down. So you cannot call anyone anyway when you're in an earthquake.
Wow.
Yes. But, yeah, I feel sorry for you, Candace, that you had to learn so young.
I had to learn. Yeah, I learned when my great-grandmother had really, like, embarrassed me in front of my friends. And I'm like, okay, like, she was literally, like, plugged the phone back up. And she looked and she was like, what's this number? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, the pizza place? Because I wanted something to eat. And I'm like, that's like, okay. And she was like, well, who's this person? Who's this person? And I'm like, that's such and such. This this number? Because we needed to know something and make a nail appointment and stuff like that. And she was like, okay, and where's the emergency at? And I'm like, because such and such needed to call somebody, and they didn't, like, next thing I know, I remember this to this day. Like, I'm 29 now. This was 17,
you're grounded for a whole month. Turn around, say goodbye to your friends. You won't be seeing your mother in school. You know.
Oh my gosh.
For a whole month, and I'm like really thinking, yeah, she's really doing this to me now. She took my cell phone away. She unplugged my TV. That was hard because I was watching Guy Light. And I was like, oh my God, it's like she's really doing this to me. She was like, what else do you, you know, you're using now and everything. She unplugged my Nintendo. I remember that.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God, like she really took, and she was like, all you need to do is read books, study for school, you know, get a good night's sleep. And I just remember that was a hard month. I didn't even get probation.
Wait. She grounded you for a whole fucking month?
A whole month because pretty much what she was trying to do, show me was that everything has a consequence.
Well, yeah, but...
When somebody tells you, when the authority tells you to do something, you don't go ahead and disobey them. And in her eyes, like with me, like I said, I had a cell phone. I thought I was it. I thought it was popular, you know, like, and I had my friends call, you know, their sisters and say, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I'm using Candace's cell phone. Keep in mind, I had to hide it from the teachers and everything, because if the teacher saw me, then I was in bigger trouble. But then, like, you know, calling the pizza place and, you know, getting something to eat. And like,
well, you're hungry.
I'm sorry, that was an emergency, right? But even though my grandmother gave me money to get something to eat, so, you know, I figured, you know, okay, I don't want cafeteria food. I can go and get a pizza or something or have them deliver it. That's how I thought, you know, being the brat that I was back then. But then when, like, something like a true emergency, which was a bomb threat, because, you know, something, thank God nothing really major happened.
Yeah,
today.
Well, yeah.
You know, then it's like, oh, crap, like, I don't have any, you know, the battery's low, and then next thing you know, it shuts off, and, you know, I get home, and, you know, my great-grandma was waiting for me, and I'm like, oh, crap, like, and I knew her tone. I remember her tone and her face and everything. It was like, she asked me, she's like, anything you want to tell me? And I'm like, no. Like, she was like, why are you out of school so early? Like, I was trying to make up any excuses, but then she, you know, she told me she knew, and she said she wanted to why I didn't call her, and, you know, she was calling, and she said, you know, let me see your cell phone. I gave it to her. She plugged it up, all those numbers, and, you know, and I was like,
okay. Okay, so Candace, but you had to remember the delete button. That's what you should learn, with the delete button. You know.
I didn't know how to really work the cell phone. Like, I knew how to call. Like, I knew how to call, and I knew how to do certain things because, like I said, I thought, you know, like, okay, you know, you put these numbers in, and, you know, I didn't think you were going to check it. I was just thinking, I want a pizza.
Candace, I would have probably been the bad influence on you in the whole wide world because I was smart and funny, as Terry, she knows this about me, but I would have probably found a way around, probably helped you found a way around your grounding because my parents have four kids, so they would know that one of us was grounded, but by the day the second day came, they seriously forgot who was grounded. And, you don't say, oh, I'm the one that's grounded. Punish me. No. My dad would go, are you punished or is it your brother today? I'm like, oh, sadly,
well, I've never been grounded in my life, so I was a good girl. I never did anything. I never did anything to get grounded. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I don't have any experience to relate to being grounded. I mean, maybe even spanked on my bottom, which was very surprising that my mom did that to me once. I was so shocked that she spanked me. I was like, heck did I do? I was crying.
I can officially say I don't think she ever did that to me. I don't think I
did that once. My mom never condoned. My mom, I don't know. My mom, I must have did something really pissed with. I think I disappeared or something. On her. Me and my friend was in town. She was visiting, staying the night, and we totally left without leaving her or letting her know. And she was searching for us. We ended up at the park or whatever, and she, like, spanked me. But now I could see why, because she was so angry that I got kidnapped or something. Maybe that's why she spanked me, to get it in me to never do that again, which I never did.
Yeah. I never made, like, unless it was an emergency, like, I now do it daily. Like, if I'm down to, like, 2 bars, I always have to find an outlet to reach plug. So I can
really?
Get
you have, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I have 2 bars. Is it okay to do that? I thought they said it. Like, one or
my
no
dad,
bars.
Dad said, my dad does it when he gets up to, like, down to 1 or 2 bars. Just because the fear of being, you know, stranded or whatever somewhere, and
And I'll recharge. I'll charge mine then, right now. Then my cell phone.
Audrey, but you're a perfect little person.
Bye. I'll be back.
Okay, but Audrey, were you like a perfect little person, or were you good, or were you bad?
When I was a kid?
Yes.
I didn't really rebel until probably started in high school and went on until college. So I was pretty much a good kid, but then I really rebelled.
That's right. He said she had enough. She felt she was in a bottle and she had to get open. She didn't let it out.
Especially in college, because I was away from home for the first time and just went wild. Because I was in state college, and it's pretty much a college town, so you have bars all up and down the strip. And, we just went bar hopping all the time. So, yeah. So I got all that out of my system when I was in my early 20s, you know.
I got that aura on my system when I was, like, 16, 17. My parents were, like, cool. They were not that strict. But my dad had this rule about, if you guys are going to drink, I would prefer you guys drinking at home, you know, having, like, a glass of wine with me every once in a while, then going to the party. But our drama party had this really cool party, and it had a really cool open bar, and it had really nice, expensive wine. And I was just tired, and we all have finals, and I'm, like, thinking, I want some of that wine. You know, no one's going to really notice if I come home drunk. This was, like, my train of thought. And so I got drunk, and one of my friends, who only drank a little, drove me home, and, you think I would get busted because I got drunk? No, my dad was more mad that I got in the car when someone was drinking. But I'm like, okay, my shoes are going to make noise. Okay, I'm going to have to take my shoes off. My walking might be loud. So here I am crawling on the floor, you guys. And I'm like, okay, where's my bedroom? I remember, I had to go throw up. And my dad was the dad that always went out at 3 o'clock in the morning and go see what was the night before dinner, and he would eat some. I forgot about that, my drunken little thing. And I'm like crying, and he came up upon me, and I didn't see him. And I raised my head, hello. And he goes, why are you crying on the floor? Because I did not want my feet print to get dirty, because mom works so hard with the clothes. And he's like, okay, he bought it. He actually bought that excuse. And he goes, oh, you're going to your room? I'm like, no, I have to go to the bathroom. And I ran to throw up. And in the morning, he looked at me, he goes, did you do anything that was bad last night? And I'm like, bad? I had some wine, and I thought it would be grounded for, like, ever and ever. No, he just said, don't do it again. I would prefer you, you know, calling us if you're nearby home. And if you're going to get drunk, just make sure you hit the toilet and not the sink. Yeah, so
wow.
So everyone out there, if they ever get drunk, if there's any 15, 16-year-old people out there listening to us, my advice is make sure you hit the toilet, not the sink, and make sure you just don't get caught, because getting, I mean, you know, getting caught is bad, I mean, you know, and that was like my rebellious night. I'm like, oh, what the heck? And I'm telling you guys, expensive wine, it tastes better than inexpensive wine.
There you go. And
okay, so Kane.
Listeners,
yeah, okay,
don't
so Kane. Yeah, so can anyone be that story? Can anyone be that they came home drunk? Can any one of you when they were a teenager?
Nope. That was a good girl on that one.
So, Candace, did you live with your great-grandma?
I lived with my mom, and then she, you know, passed away, like, when I was 11.
Oh, that must
so,
have been hard. That must
it
have been.
Was. I mean, it actually shaped me the way to be, like, a strong survivor. But my great-grandmother, she whipped the, well, I don't want to say whipped because she really didn't thank me, but she whipped a lot of knowledge, you know, like an old soul. Like, you know, she gave me a lot of wisdom. And she was my soul buddy. Like, she, like, installed the soaps in my head. And
cool.
So, you know, like, I remember running home, and she had the door open, and she was like, go ahead, get on my start. And I remember the lighthouse. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, the lighthouse is so cool. Or when she rewound my tape, my junior prom was Susan Lucci finally won her Emmy, and I came running home in my junior prom dress, and she said, don't think that you're just going to, you know, rewind it to that part. I rewound the whole thing, so for 3 hours straight. And she made sure I didn't touch the button. I'm sitting there with my prom dress on watching Susan Lucci win.
So, oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. And she also let me stay home for, like, the final Santa Barbara and the city.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she actually wrote the next day, because, you know, you need a note from your parents to explain why you weren't there. She, I will never forget this, for another world, she put, you please excuse Candace, there was a death in the family. And I'm like, I read it. I was like, are you serious?
It was
like a death in the family. One of my soap operas was going off air. It was canceled. So, yeah, it was a death in the family.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. So, damn. Wow.
She wrote. She could have wrote an alien kidnapped me. Or she could write that the secret spies, you know, came and I had to go on a mission.
Wow.
My great-grandmother, she was crazy. She was, like, really out, like, I wouldn't say out there, but we had kind of, like, the same sense of humor. Like, I always say that if I ever get married, I'm going to make sure that my evil twin isn't around or, you know, like, you know, the long-lost legitimate child or something like that isn't around. Like, I always joke about that kind of stuff. I don't know why. I guess it's just my cruel sense of humor, so whatever.
No, is she still alive?
No, she actually passed away. We're in 2011, like 11 years ago. Right after, and this is the ironic. She always said that I better hope that she lives past my high school graduation.
Of course,
yeah. 2 weeks after I graduated high school, she passed away.
Oh God! Well, in a way, it was nice, but in a way, it was like, almost like a bummer. I mean, I would think that. And, yeah, I mean, my grandma got me into Days of Our Life, and I was 8, and we were supposed to be, like, playing outside. And I'm like, I don't want to play outside and get, you know, it's boring. And I would go in the living room where she was, and I would place myself, like, right where she couldn't see me. And one day she called me, and she gave up. She goes, okay, fine. Sit on my lap, and if there's any kissing scene, I will close your eyes. I'm like, God, Grandma, you don't have to close my eyes doing it. And, yeah, she got me in today, the one I heard. These are the hourglasses, and these are the days of our life. I'm like, I wonder what that means. So I had to go find out why the show was so interesting. And, yeah, and she cried the day Santa Barbara went off the air. She was pissed. She's like,
I was at an early age about that, too, like when shows were canceled. Like, I remember Ryan's Hope being canceled because I remember they were singing Johnny Boy. And I remember Search for Tomorrow. But I think it was weird because I kept looking at it and I knew, like, certain, like, not because of the show. Like, I would see, like, Jack Wagner. I'd be like, oh, that's Frisco. Like, Frisco. Like, okay. And then I'll see Kim Zimmer and I'd be like, Reva. You know, stuff like that. Like, okay, like, I know where they came from, like, what other shows they were on.
Yeah.
And Santa Barbara to me was like, I don't know. There's certain shows out there that I always thought would be on still. Like, Santa Barbara was one of those shows.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, I'm not going to say Gal Reines or Walter, even though I truly believe in my heart that they should still be on. But, like, Capital. Capital would be huge right now. Like, especially with all the scandal that's going on in the politics world.
Yeah.
Capital would be so good right about now, like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, I don't know.
Ryan's
Hope, I mean,
that
could come back, right?
Well, yeah, I remember when Postal was on the air, and I was like, you gotta fucking, you know, be kidding me. And I was pissed because I always watched it, but I would be like, I would be really weird about it because I'm like, I'm watching Postal's, but things from Postal's and General Hospital are not happening at the same time. There are vampires on PC, but there isn't, you know, vampires on General Hospital. That always bugged me. I'm like, why isn't Sonny Jason going after the vampires and the mob? And I would just sit there
that
and I would
awesome
watch.
Storyline. That would have been a good storyline. Sonny
exactly
being a vampire. Think about it.
Oh,
that
God, okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Woo, that would be hot. Sorry.
Yeah, well, but I always thought, oh, and, you know, when they said that Karen died, on General Hospital, they never acknowledged it. Because clear back when Lulu killed Logan, Scotty said, I goes, well, I have to go call Serena and Karen. And I'm like, no, you just have to call Serena. Karen is dead, Scotty. And, yeah, and I do find myself talking back to the TV like they are really going to listen to me, but, yeah.
Well, it makes you, we all grew up with the soap, so in a way that it's like, you know, we already have created the fourth wall, you know,
and
it's like, okay, we're all, if the Quartermains are having Thanksgiving, you know, we can always say, oh, who's bringing the pizza, you know, like, yeah, because sometimes I'll be fine.
You know,
I
know,
kind of
one year I actually did that because my parents went out of town, everyone left, and I'm like, I don't feel like turkey. And I'm like, I wonder if the pizza place will be open, and they will. And I feel like a quarter.
Domino's is open, and they also have a 2-for-1 sale on Thanksgiving. That's sad because I actually have called it.
Yeah, I'm like, let's try this. So yeah, I thought it was really, you know, really the whole, You know, I want to see one more. I mean, I want to see at least one more General Hospital Thanksgiving with the pizza thing, my favorite one, when they were getting robbed and Jason, because Emily begged Jason to go and say, Happy Thanksgiving, or whatever. And Emily and Jason walk in, and the robbers are like, oh, my God, he's Jason Morgan. That was hilarious. I'm like, that was, like, a really cool Thanksgiving. My unfavorite one was when Courtney was dreaming the whole episode. I don't know if you guys remember that one, but I'm like, that's not as fun as other years.
The only Thanksgiving episode of General Hospital I did not like was the Courtney one.
Me either. I'm like, huh?
It was funny because, like, with Ken Schreiner, like, nobody really got what he was doing because he had, like, different feathers on him. It was weird because certain people was like, why is he doing that? But if you look at the colors of the feathers, it was the NBC peacock. He was making fun of NBC because, like, he was on that show Texas or something like that. But he was making fun of NBC while doing that. And there were some other things, too, like sneaky little things that people probably didn't pick up. But I just remember that one because Ken Schreiner had, like, explained it to certain people. He was like, did you guys get confused on that? And he was like, yep. So.
I love their Christmas ones, too. I mean, their Christmas one was, like, really good. Especially the last year with Steve.
Who's the story evolving around?
Well, you know, the last year with Steve Hardy was, like, the last one with him was really good, I thought. The one where, you know, Liz and Jason have feelings for each other and he punches out Nicholas. I like that one.
I like the one when obviously there was nobody else who could, but when they had Alan Quatermain, when Sir Damon would read the story and you would see, you know, like the characters, you know, I don't know, I just thought, that's when General Hospital really gave me that sense of, okay, you know, this is a community, you know, minus the crime, this is a real community, you know, that do come together in time of need. That's why I'm hoping for General Hospital now, because if they don't have that, then I don't know.
You know, but in my opinion, they do not have to give up Sonny or Carly, because I would not be happy. They don't have to get rid of any. The only family I would say they need to get rid of, just because I don't like them, is the Zakaras, but they could leave Johnny. That would be okay. But they don't have to get rid of, like, Carly and Sonny. You know, I mean, you know, they could get rid of the Zakaras. That is, like, one I would not mind them getting rid of, just because Anthony Zakaras scares me. Yeah.
This is so funny. It's like I saw today's General Hospital and I was cracking up. I'm like, really? Like, how can anybody keep a straight face with, you know, him having cream on his nose? Like, that was freaking funny. Like, I don't know. But I did not like Siobhan and her attitude towards Elizabeth. I didn't like that at all. If you saw General Hospital today.
I mean, I haven't seen him, but I don't like Siobhan. I will never like Siobhan. I just never really like them.
I want her with Ethan. There, I said it. I want Siobhan with Ethan.
Let me
tell you why. I don't like the fact, first and foremost, I don't let me go back to it. When Siobhan was introduced on the show, I thought this could be a long-lost relative of the Castadon, okay? The more I thought about it, I was like, no. Now, seeing how she is now towards Elizabeth, she has a Castadon, like, something is mentally unbalanced. So I'd give her being a Castadon. Wouldn't be surprised. The thing is like, Abby had posted on Twitter that they were going to test a lot of guys with her, with Siobhan, other than Lucky, okay?
Yeah, they're saying Ethan. Because her and Nathan both put on Twitter they have a lot of scenes coming up. And Nathan said about Ethan and Christina,
he was like, those fans are about to get upset because Siobhan is entering and Christina's going to be worried about that.
Oh, my gosh, please don't tell me that because you know what? I'm not buying that.
Oh,
I feel like we're real good to see Christina, Ethan, storyline in the fall. Christina, Ethan, rock. Siobhan needs to go away. Bring back Ethan for Christina because I love Ethan and Christina there.
Well, I do think they're going to bring Lucky and Siobhan, though.
Siobhan is
going to
be involved with Ethan? Is that what
I
mean?
Well,
they're chem tests.
I don't think they will break up Lucky and Siobhan.
Who else does Siobhan have chemistry with? That's right now what they're testing.
Well, you know what? Okay, fine. You know what? Put her with Donnie. Put her with Dante. I do not care. Leave my Ethan the Hill alone. Because my Ethan belongs with my Christina, and they have really good chemistry, and I love them so, there.
Well, to your mouth, to their ears.
I know, well, I know, and oh my God, you guys.
I am a person that I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get on. Carly, don't hate me. I love you forever. I do not, let me repeat this, do not see potential between Ethan and Christina other than a friendship.
Okay, then you are blind, sorry to say, Candace. You are blind because they have the chemistry I waited for and waited for and waited for.
But I think a lot of people are upset about the age difference.
And you know what?
I don't think they're as popular as
you know what? Fuck the age difference. Fuck the age difference. Robin and Jason... Kimberly wasn't a teenager.
Brenda, Jagger, Jason, and Robin was all in school together. But my whole thing is that, okay, the Ethan Christina fans, I will give them credit. You know, they like, oh, you know, Christina's going to be 18 this year, and they're only 5 years or 6 years. Okay, even Brenda said it to Sonny. My whole thing is with that is that they keep referring it to Luke and Laura. That is my only, like, that's one of my issues. When they keep saying Ethan and Christina are like a younger version of Luke and Laura, really? Because
I get so tired of people calling their couple the next Luke and Laura. There will not be another Luke and Laura. Okay, so stop comparing it to Luke and Laura.
It really won't. And to me, like, I see it as the godfather, like when the daughter got together with somebody else, it didn't work out, and daddy killed, you know, somebody else. I mean, in all honesty, I can officially say it, Joe Hospital might not go that route and kill Ethan off, but they have to, like, play it by ear. People have chemistry with other people. Like, I don't see it with Christina and Ethan. I see a friendship. That's all I can see. I can't see... You know, them making love and the kids.
Well, I do.
Unless it's a desperate move.
Oh, my God. You know what? No, I see that. I see all of that.
Carly, come on now. Like, it's like the view. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Aaron Wolf, I think you like I think he probably likes Liz and Jason, but I also think he likes Liz and Lucky. So
I think there's a
possibility that he will go with Liz and Lucky.
Oh, both said. Both said Liz and Lucky are dead and over, and I cannot wait for their fans to get...
Talking about General Hospital is like politics, or you know.
Well, yeah, because we're all entitled to our opinion, and it doesn't. It's not bullshit. I mean, we're gonna see what happens.
Oh, bullshit! Because they have been done that. You know what? They have done Liz and Lucky to death. No one wants to see Liz save that stupid ass little crybaby. I'm on drugs again. Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know what? I can't wait to put everyone wrong when we see Raylan coming and the Sam and Lucky and Liz who? Who was that two couple? Oh, the most bullions in the hospital. Okay.
Okay, but now, Carly, let me throw something at you real quick, okay? I'm going to play a little devil's advocate right now, okay? Let's say, okay, all right, you know that there's always an end game when it comes down to a story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
now, we have Liaison versus Jay Sam, right? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to have Jason's heart, okay?
Yeah.
Not on the
show, just for the fans. Yeah,
not on the show,
yeah.
It's just with the fans.
Right, well, I'm just saying, with the fans, okay? Now, some Liaison fans are also Jason and Carly fans.
Mm-hmm.
What if Devil's Advocate, they get rid of Jay Sam, okay? We eliminate Jay Sam, okay? Sam falls off of a cliff. There you go, okay? Then what if they go ahead and they say there's an upcoming storyline that Jason leans towards Elizabeth, and he also is leaning towards Carly. Okay.
You have a new war. No, because you know what? People need to figure that one out. Jason and Liz have the chemistry. No other couple can beat. Jason and Carly have the friendship, the most. Good friend and guy one.
But my thing is that you have had Jason and Carly, who has over for 10 years, have been on the show. Regardless of friendship, relationship, one-night stands, all that stuff, they have some way have managed to still stay connected. Okay?
They have a history.
They have a history just like Elizabeth and Jason, okay? My thing is that if it comes down to... Because you're a Carly fan, Carly, and you also a
I understand
fan.
That, but no, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I won Liaison more than any other couple. If they won the Jason and Carly vote 4 years ago with Lil Ryan Superton, they won that, I would have accepted it, but it's now. It's when we saw Elizabeth and Jason at the best in 2006 to 2008. No, I do not want any other couple because no other couple deserves to have a story that has never really began in the middle. Carly and Jason Jason and Carly are the best friends. No matter what, they would die for each other. I know that, but do I want them to sleep together and have this romance? No, because at the end of the day, Jason's true love is Elizabeth. Jason's true being for everything is Liz. Liz's true being with Jason is to be with Jason. They never stop loving each other because, they didn't stop loving each other because they still loved each other. It was the danger crap. With the danger crap, so it never played into their love. Any other couple can get together, can be in the mob, can be safe in the mob without dying. No mind the fucking Jason and Elizabeth. Oh, yeah, because Fawn didn't want it. Well, Fawn is gone. Gavin and Bill, it's a new day, it's a new self in town, and if people are really smart, they're going to want Jason and Liz to be endgame along with Sunny and Carly.
Okay. Well, it's a wait and game. It's just a wait and see game, you know?
Right.
It's a wait and see game.
Just like I'm waiting to see when they're going to age Cameron.
Sorry. Well, too.
I'm going to bring that up, okay? I'm sorry, y'all. That boy should be like 10.
That was good. I like that.
Well, and you know what? If they age, then he could be with Molly. You
yeah.
might.
Yeah,
no, they could
be no, Molly, I love Molly, don't get me wrong, but no, I want her off the show. She can go to a
I'm tired of the
boy
pimping.
School.
I'm tired of the Jason and Sam pimping.
Oh,
by
no.
the way, what did you think the other day
be.
About Maxie telling, I call her Shit Vaughn, but telling Siobhan that Liz and Lucky will always belong together.
Maxie
Liz and Lucky now.
Okay, Maxie needs to shut the hell up with every fucking couple on that show. Maxie, get back with Spinelli.
I thought she was your girl. I thought she was your
well,
girl.
She is my girl, but my girl did something bad by helping Jason with the whole proposal. Maxie is a bad girl for that because you didn't help Sam and Jason, you idiot.
Might be setting up Sam because think about it.
Then
Lucky and Maxie have a thing.
I love Lucky and Maxie, but my heart also belongs to Maxie and Spinelli, so with me.
But you're getting on my nerves right now. With this Jay,
hey, you know what? My husband had a little brain injury. He did not mean to. It's all Lisa's fault. And, you know, it's all Lisa's fault. So I'm not blaming anything Spinelli does on Spinelli. I'm blaming Lisa.
I wait for Spinelli to come back to his senses and not some guy that reminds me of Columbo.
I agree with you. I miss my little...
I just wish the couples didn't need people to pimp them. I wish they either survive on their own or, you know. And what will be interesting with Garen is no matter what he does, if he brings the romance back into it, you know what I mean? It'll be more interesting. Because I've gotten to the point where, you know, I'm kind of like, whatever happens. It's just a fictional TV show opera. I'm not going to stress about it anymore. And, I just want her happy. I just want my girl happy. I want her in a main storyline. At this point, I just don't care who she, you know, I want her with Jason, but if it doesn't happen, then I just want her front and center.
Well,
and,
you know why? If it doesn't happen, I'm going to LA and there'll be some people that need to be taken out because this is bullshit. Everyone knows it. You know, if it doesn't happen, no, I will be pissed. I will go down swinging. Until my last breath is taken with Jason and Elizabeth, no, that couple needs to be back together. So, people.
Monday you're having a show, right? Next Monday, right? It's going to
be
the... You do know next Monday is the 14th anniversary of Becky being on General Hospital.
Oh, is it?
Is
oh,
it?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, there you go. Well, yeah, next Monday is Becky's 14th anniversary on General Hospital. And I think that everybody should write to General Hospital and tell them why you love Elizabeth, why you like Becky, just so they know what she has meant over the last 14 years. So.
I think that, we have to keep supporting
throw that out there.
Yeah, wait, it has really been 14 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. She came on in 97, so.
Well, no, I know when, you know, but I'm like, wow. For Becky, it looks the way she does, and who? She has not aged a bit. I'm sorry.
I think she looks better now than she did when she was younger. She's one of those women that gets more beautiful as she gets older. She's just gorgeous.
14.
She's beautiful.
You know, I remember the day she came into town, and Like, I like
Elizabeth.
Her.
I really
yeah,
like
Yeah, I mean, you know, if this one of those characters, then you know what? And, you know, it would be really nice to see Audrey coming back, but I think the actress has retired. It would be really nice to see her back again. But I don't think that would, you know, be happening. And but I would really love to see her. But there are rumors that Zachy Zeman might be coming back. Okay, all I gotta say, if her face would look
she
like
needs,
it did,
oh my God,
and,
thank you. I was gonna say
more
black
her face. Than Joan Rivers.
Yeah. She did not need she did not need a facelift. She was beautiful.
No,
she did not need anything
no.
done.
It looks awful. Looks awful.
ABC told her to do it, apparently. Apparently Jill Babuza and Ron Franz told her to make herself look better. Because they said, because I think Leslie Charleston said the same thing, that they confronted her about it, too.
They're such pigs. All three of them are pigs.
Okay, that is wrong on every level. Those two never need, work done at all. That is just, oh my God, that is just wrong on every level. You
but
know,
then again, those are the same people that told Jeannie Francis she was fat.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
what she
like over, you know, overbloated. And Jeannie has gone on record and said, you know, she never felt more humiliated and embarrassed than that day.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody from the General Hospital staff had told her that she looked
bad. It was still Phelps.
Okay, Jill Phelps, and Phelps isn't the most beautiful thing to look at either. I mean,
oh,
come on.
They're pigs. I mean, they're pigs, you know. We had that conversation.
But you guys, we might be getting cut off because we've been on here for 3 hours, and we might be getting cut off in 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So last
But no,
time.
I mean, Carly, we all have our opinions, and we all have our likes and our dislikes, and we're not all going to agree with everything. So, you know, it doesn't make us wrong or, you know, right or whatever. It's just, you know, our opinion. That's all.
Yeah.
We will be back. Terry and I will be back on Monday, guys.
Yeah. Check out the Tequila Show on Friday, though, from August that they did.
Okay. Yeah. You guys got to listen to it. All right. Night, Christy. Night, Audrey, Carol, Candace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.